Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the March 12th, 2010 edition of the show. I'm your host, Mr. Tommy Loves the Lady. So do mine. I'd like to thank Miss Kai for giving me that name. And yes, that is correct. I am the male gigolo of the world that is being well compensated for stimulating the lady with my view. I'd like to thank you for joining me tonight for your world, my view. Thank you guys for joining us this past Wednesday, where the question was asked, are you sabotaging your relationship? And right now, damn it, right now I'd like to bring you Renee. Renee, are you there?
I'm here.
Fabulous. So, what did you think of the last show?
I thought the last show was great. I love the topic, of course. I think we had great input. We had a great chat going on, and it flowed nicely. And I think I enjoyed the after show just as much as I enjoyed the regular show.
Oh, okay. So you enjoyed the after show just as much as you enjoyed the regular show. Well, fabulous. Well, what were your take from the show about Sabbath? Did you learn anything?
I did. Actually, it was pretty interesting to find out about the subconscious ways that we sabotage our relationship. That was an eye-opener for me because I was focusing on the things that people do intentionally and not really knowing that there were ways that you could unintentionally sabotage your relationship. That was definitely a learning point for me.
Okay. Well, did you learn anything from me? Did I give you any insight? And you know, I like to be patted on the back or the ass, whichever one you pat me on. I'm just saying.
Well, I always learn something from you, and actually it was you that brought the news as far as subconscious ways that people end up sabotaging their relationship. So I learned that from you, and I'm sure I learned many more that I can't even think of right now.
Well, you didn't learn it, damn it.
I did. I'm just thinking about tonight and the great show that we have ahead of us, so my brain is
warm.
But you did a fabulous job as always.
All right, and what Renee is talking about is the fabulous show that we have tonight is we are going to be discussing what really makes men happy. And I had a lot of people tell me they are looking forward to hearing this show. And I'm looking forward to telling ladies what makes me happy. Now, but what I took from the last show about are you sabotaging your relationship is that the horns sound real good at this part. That's right. That's right. Well, what I learned from the last show about are you sabotaging your relationships, that a lot of people don't understand the concept of sabotaging a relationship.
And I hope that a lot of you walked away from that understanding that there are things that we do, there are subtle things that we do. Renee, how do you spell subtle?
S-U-B-T-L-E.
Isn't that weird? What the hell is the B for in that word if we're not going to say it? I don't understand the English language, especially when you tell me that letters are silent. Then should they exist?
I don't know.
Like when your parents said, children should be seen and not heard. I guess that's what they say
boy.
To you in English class. Some letters should be seen and not heard. That is wild. Anyway, there are subtle things that you can do to ruin your relationship. One of them would be sleeping with somebody else. It's real subtle. No, it's subtle. You know, you might not think it's a problem, but it could go wrong. Another thing you can do, honestly, though, is a lot of you take the baggage from your old relationship. A lot of you take simple stuff. Like, there are people who will go on and on talking about if they feel bad about themselves, they will look at other people and say, oh, I know you're looking at her because she got big breasts. You're sabotaging your relationship. Your man wasn't thinking about her big breasts. Not like that, not like leaving you for it. But now that you say that, then he like, well, maybe you got a point. A lot of times we draw people's attention to stuff that we shouldn't take them to. Do you feel what I'm saying?
I feel that.
So as I said in the last show, just watch what you say. Words are powerful. And so is my breath right now because I just ate some sour cream and onion chips.
Ooh.
And this mic is right in front of my face, and every time I say something, it hits the padding on the mic and come right back in my damn face. Yeah. That's bad when you make yourself mad at what you're saying. I can't stand him. It reminds me of a Seinfeld episode when the man talks about dude always in your face talking.
Oh,
and he get
close
up,
talker.
Yeah, he had Judge Reinhold just kept getting in your face. Have you ever had somebody just get up in your face talking and they got that hot-ass breath that by the time I get through, I started talking to you, I had a beard. By the time I got through, I just had a goatee. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Damn
it. I do.
Your
thinking
hot-ass
of a person
breath.
In high school that was like that.
What? Why is that? Like, I would figure, okay, if I lost my teeth or something, I would find a way to smile. I'm just being real. I would find a way to smile the way you can't see them. But did you notice that people who seem like they don't have their teeth, it seemed like they had a biggest cheese grin on the photo? I used to date a girl, and when I met her, I didn't know because she always took her pictures from the right side.
Oh, no.
She had just one. She's a very beautiful girl, but she had that one tooth missing. But it was the, you know, I think it's the incisor. So it wasn't far enough back where you couldn't see it. It was that one right after the first four. But she had one.
Wow.
And so I remember when we sat down and were talking, and she turned from the left to the right.
Mm-mm.
I felt like, you know, tell them, like, tweet, just look over to the left. I mean, stop doing what you're doing. You just went from a 10 to a 5. I mean, there's something not sexy about missing teeth in a 30-year-old. Honestly, is it just me?
You're on point.
It's something that's not sexy about that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you have just joined the loyal following, and this is your world, my view. That young giggly lady right there is Miss Renee Rennie Bishop, and I'm your host, T.J. Harris Sotomayor, and tonight we will be talking about what makes men happy. And if you missed the last episode of how are you sabotaging your relationships, make sure that you go and you log on to www.yourworldmyviews.com, and you can listen to not only that episode, but every one of the past episodes of the show. And make sure you sign the guest book and make sure that you send a little donation our way. And if you have any questions that you would like for me to answer, just go and send me something to, or if you have anything to ask about my name changes. Today, Miss Kanique Sky named me, and I am Mr. Loves the Lady Sotomayor. You can send your messages to Thomas@yourworldmyviews.com. And if you want to be a beauty of the day, as it seems like everyone does, but if you want to be a beauty of the day, also send me your information as well as your pictures to Thomas@yourworldmyviews.com, along with a background of who you are, what you're doing, what you stand for, and your phone number so I can get at you after I post you. Remember, after each show, we spend about an hour in what's called the after show, and the after show can only be heard two ways. You have to either call the number, which is 347-989-8310, before 10 o'clock in order to hear it. Okay, it's an exclusive party, because if you miss it, then you can't hear it live. You can only go back and hear it at about 11:15 Eastern Standard Time, and then you'll be able to hear it, but you won't be able to comment. And we have fun in the after show. If anybody has never heard it, it is probably one of the most fun parts of the show, is when it's free for all and we get people on and everybody gets to talk about literally whatever they want to talk about. And again, if you want to be a part of that, you have to call 347-989-8310. Let Renee or I know that you want to be a part of the after show. You can either comment while you're in there, or you can just listen to everybody being wild. And we are always right here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, and I think, what is that, 3 p.m. Hawaiian?
Yes.
7
p.m. Central.
Yeah, what you know about that? Well, it is Friday, and everybody knows what Friday means. Body sculpting, health and wellness, with Miss Juliana Garcia.
Hi, Thomas.
Hey, girl, what's going on with you?
Nothing. Hi, Renee.
Hey.
All right, Miss Juli. We are doing fabulous. I want to ask you, because we haven't spoken to you since you had your last weekend. You done fell in love. Do you want to tell us about the love you done fell in? Because I want to fall in love, and I'm not in it. And nobody's stupid enough to do it with me.
Oh, you know what? You want to know something? This is hilarious. This is why I'm falling. Let me tell you what just happened. While I'm sitting here listening to the blog on the internet, you know, I'm expecting my wonderful boyfriend to come home tomorrow morning from L.A. And so I'm sitting here and knock on my door, and I thought it was my son, so I tell him to come in. And it was my boyfriend with gifts in hand, roses, to surprise me a day early. And I about fell out of my chair when I saw him.
Ladies, I do not endorse this part of the show. I can't compete with that. That is very good, girl. I wish I had met him before you did, if you're doing all that.
Oh, he's, yes, my Kevin is wonderful. I'm going to just tell you right now. So, ladies, there are some wonderful men out there, and it took me 34 years, but I believe I have found him.
That is nice.
He's patient.
That is nice. Renee, are they just that easy to find?
I don't believe so.
Juliana, you need to probably tell the people about your secret when they start asking you about the topic. And the topic of today is going to be, that's my drum roll. What is the topic, darling?
What really makes men happy?
That's right. And hopefully it looks like you know what really makes me unhappy, and you also, with your beautiful figure, probably that had something to do with it. So tonight, what are you going to tell the ladies about health and wellness and body sculpting?
Well, tonight I really want to talk to the women about some of the misconceptions of body fat and the scale and how to track your numbers. And I did want to kind of tie in tonight's topic with what really makes men happy. I mean, not all men want a fit, you know, toned woman, you know, big girls need love too, and some guys do like but I do want to say that a man does want a healthy woman because he's probably going to want to spend the rest of his life with her, and she needs to be healthy. So that does tie in with fitness, and, you know, the bonus of being healthy and staying in shape is just the physique that comes along with it. So I did want to talk about, you know, your body fat and how to track that and some of the misconceptions about that, you know, because a lot of times women get on the scale and they've been working out for a few weeks and like, man, either the scale hasn't changed or it's going up. So I want to kind of explain to them why it does do that.
Okay.
So just to get started on the topic, basically, talking about body fat, you know, a lot of people, we don't really sit there and, you know, we don't have the right tools at home to sit there and track our body fat. There's different instruments that can help you do that. But basically, body fat, if you go into a gym and get your body fat percentage done, a trainer, or there's different places, even medical facilities where you can go and you can get, you know, caliper tested. You can get on a body impedance scale, which basically is going to calculate your body fat percentage, sometimes your water weight. You can even buy some of these scales at the, you know, over at Bed Bath & Beyond or at Walmart, some stores, you know, that carry these types of scales or measuring instruments. And that would be the best way for you to actually get your body fat tested. If you are going to start a physical program where you're going to try and lose weight or change your physique or just get healthier in general. And basically, tracking your fitness program, you want to start with where, you know, you want a starting point. So what's your body fat and what's your lean muscle mass? Now, when the numbers don't change on the scale, and, you know, a lot of women will say, you know, it's not working, I'm doing something wrong, but then I have to ask them what they've been doing. And once I get a general idea of what they've been doing, I can always explain to them, well, what you're doing, if you're doing strength training, is you're putting on some leaner muscle. And ladies, you have to understand that muscle is denser than fat. And basically what that means is your lean muscle is taking up less space in your body, okay? And fat's going to take up more space. So as you're burning fat, because you don't swap, you know, muscle for fat or fat for muscle, you're basically burning the fat and gaining lean muscle when you're doing the strength training and of course, cardio. Okay? So are we, does that make sense so far?
Yeah, I know a lot of people do look at it and say they think that one turns into the other, and that is great that you said that, because I know I actually used to be one that thought that one turned into the other.
No, not at all. So tracking the weight, we get this misconception that nothing's happening, that we're not making any progress, and then we give up. So tracking weight, and also you can track it, you know, with BMI, body mass index as well, but that can be a little misleading too. You know, there's some tools online, and you can go enter in your height and your weight, and it's basically going to give you your BMI. But the problem with that, you know, even though it's a simple calculation, you know, it's been around for a long time. I think it's been around since the 1800s, but in the last few decades, it's gained popularity among doctors as a way to estimate a healthy body weight and mortality risk. But you have to understand also that, you know, the bodybuilder men or even bodybuilder women, they're going to have more muscle, they're going to have more weight on them, and the BMI might show that it's higher for them, and then it's saying that they're overweight or obese, when in actuality they're not. So BMI might not be the best way to track it either. So body fat, getting it done through either a scale or a caliper testing at a local gym or a medical facility is going to be your best bet. Then let's say you get it done and it says, okay, you have 25% body fat. Then you can calculate that against your weight and see how many pounds of lean muscle you have and how many pounds of fat you have. Because I know with my clients, when I track their progress every few weeks, I can say, okay, well, you were 130 pounds this time, and now you're 131, but you went from 27% to 23%. And then we can say, okay, well, you lost a few pounds of fat, and you gained a pound and a half of muscle. So even though they're looking at me like, oh, my gosh, I've been training with you for 3 weeks, but the scale isn't moving or it's going up, that actually makes them feel a lot better. And you also have to monitor your clothing as well, okay? Because even though that scale is not moving, but, you know, your pant legs are getting bigger or the waist and your jeans is getting looser, that's a great indicator that you're making progress. So, ladies, stay off the scale. I have some clients who are just addicted to the scale, stepping on it every day. Why isn't it moving? Why isn't it moving? And they become obsessed with it. And then they get very discouraged when they don't see the number go in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. When I used to train, I used to tell them, you go by inches, not by pounds.
Exactly. And, that, you know, and resistance training and cardio are going to be the best ways to change your body composition. And, of course, what do I always say? Your nutrition. That is going to be another way as well. And the funny thing is with that is that, you know, I don't want to get big. I don't want to get bulky when they do the strength training. And, ladies, unless it's in your genetics, you know, look at your mom and your dad, and they're big and bulky with muscle, then you probably will be too. Or you'll know if you were an athlete in high school. You know, go back to your high school days, and if you did get bulky fast, then you know, don't do heavy weights. Don't lift heavy. Just do high reps, moderate weight. What you want to do is you want to, and you want to tone. All right? So just back to the topic, tracking your body fat is going to be the best indicator on if you are making progress in, you know, changing your physique and losing the body fat.
Okay. Now, I want to ask you something. It may be a little off topic, but I think it's on topic. I think all this is tying in very well. Did you watch the Oscars?
I did.
Okay. You know, the Gabrielle Sibide or whatever, we've been having a discussion on my page. We had it on the last show. Your boy Howard Stern was talking about her. And I was talking to someone today online, and they were telling me that saying that she's fat is mean. And I'm trying to tell them that, no, it's not, because, one, it's an observation. But, two, giving her this idea that she's all beautiful and stuff, when, A, last time I checked, when you tell somebody that they're beautiful, it means that you would, if you had a chance to look like them or whatever, you'd try it. You wouldn't mind. But nobody's trying to look like this woman or be the size of this woman, and she's like 19 and like 380 pounds. What do you think about the idea of encouraging this woman by telling her how beautiful and talented she is and not telling her that basically she is a walking corpse?
I have to agree with you on the walking corpse, because you're right. I mean, beautiful, inner beauty, are they if they're talking inner beauty and talent, that's wonderful, but at the same time, somebody needs to address the fact that she is a health risk to herself.
Yes.
And that she doesn't need to lose weight, or she's not going to see 50. Maybe not even 40.
She's not going to see her next role. She's not going to be able to act in another movie because she's too big. I mean, that's not healthy to be under 20 at that size.
I agree. And, you know, to be honest with you, Thomas, man, hopefully she's listening, because I'd love to help her out. I'd love to help her with her nutrition and everything. But to be honest with you, for anybody that size needs to know that that's not healthy. I don't care. I mean, singer, if you look at opera singers, a lot of them are over. Okay, for whatever reason, I don't follow opera singers or anything, but I do notice that, I mean, in stereotypes, most of them have been overweight, especially the males.
Yes.
I don't know if that helps with their singing or what, but they need to also know that they're not going to live a long life that way. But, yeah, somebody needs to tell her, and they need to counsel her, and they need to, you know, help her lose the weight, or she won't see her next role. That's very unhealthy.
And that's the part that scares me, is all these people trying to say all this nice stuff to a person and tell them how beautiful they are, but they're not pointing out. I mean, nobody's telling Tiger Woods how talented he is after they caught him cheating. They're getting to the point of the fact that he's cheating. Whenever someone does something, I think you got to get to that point. Now, what would you say to her if you were in front of her, or if you were in her inner circle, and it was right after the Oscars, and she took off that big blue Barney dress? What would you say to her? What would you say to her about helping her getting in shape?
Well, the first thing I'd ask her is, how much do you value your life? I'd ask her that, and I'd say, you know, if you value your life and you want to continue to become successful in your craft, then you need to start taking the necessary measures in order to do that. You need to start losing weight and become healthier.
Okay. Well, I like that. That is basically perfect. So, in short, Juliana, what do you want to tell the people?
In short, ladies, just don't get discouraged, you know. And you know what? If you are a woman, a large woman, a full-figured, beautiful woman, you know, I congratulate you, and you're happy with the way you are, good for you. I'm glad that you're happy. But you got to remember that you do want to, if you want to live a long and healthy life, those pounds do need to come off, because I do come across ladies, oh, well, I'm beautiful just the way I am at 205. Good for you. But do you want to see, you know, your grandchildren? That's my question to you. Ask yourself that, and ask yourself how much you do value your life. And if you value it, take the necessary steps to become a healthier, beautiful you.
Mm-hmm. And what I always said was, basically, it's hard to get people to to look at you and think, wow, I should say things that care about me, that show this woman I care, when it looks like from the outside, this woman doesn't care about herself. And as you said, you care about the people around you. You want to make sure that you're here for them. And to make sure that you're here for them, that's to make sure that you're healthy. This has been Body Sculpting and Health and Wellness with Miss Juliana. Miss Juliana, is your man there?
No, he left because he knew I had the segment to do, but he'll be back later.
Okay, well, you can stay on and talk with us more, or you can get prepared to make your man happy.
You know what? I'm going to stay on for a little bit, Thomas.
That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Juliana Garcia is going to be with us when we come back from the break, and she's going to jump with us when we're going to talk about the news and talk about some things that make her man and your man happy. This is Your World, My View. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
After working here for a few years, I knew it was time to move on. But I wasn't the only one trying to start their career. And everyone else was way more qualified. When I finally found a job I could get,
birthday!
I was pretty much back where I started. Then I saw a commercial for Westwood College and decided to give them a call. At Westwood, I got my bachelor's degree in just 3 years. I got career training in the classroom, and they helped me build my resume. So when I graduated, I had everything I needed to finally start my career.
Start your career with a bachelor's degree from Westwood College. Graduate in just 3 years with the tools you'll need to start a career in design, justice, technology, healthcare, or business, including construction management. Call now for your free career success kit and learn about the careers and salaries that could be yours with a Westwood College degree. Online classes are available.
Settlement and I need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
I have an annuity, but I need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
877-CASH-NOW. 8,000, they'll help you too.
One lump sum of cash, they will pay to you.
Get long-term payments, but you need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
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 It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here. And Your World, My Views would like to thank you guys for joining us these past few Mondays for our live broadcast. And we'd now like to inform you that we have moved, and starting this Monday and every Monday night, we'll be broadcasting live from the fabulous, the elegant Vino Libro, located downtown Atlanta off of Memorial Drive. That's right, the Vino Libro, the alternative neighborhood escape for the person who prefers comfort and relaxation over the crowded wine bars. That's right, your boy done upscale, your boy done upgraded, T-Dog, baby! You can find me and the rest of the Your World, My Views cast down at the Vino Libro, which is located at 933 Garrett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316. You know what to do. Go to the info line and check it out. Come join us this Monday night and the rest of the Your World, My Views crowd, because we run this thing.
Check us out on the web at www.yourworldmyviews.com and check under the events tab to sign up for the cruise and more. Again, www.yourworldmyviews.com.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Your World, My Views. This is Thomas Sotomayor. This is Renee. And this is Ms. Juliana. Lady, how you doing?
I'm fabulous.
Juliana, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, girl. Well, this is our favorite part of the show. But before we get into it, I want to know from you, what do you believe makes a man happy? Because you might not be around here long enough before we get into the topic. And so I just want to know, because you actually have a man, so you know at least enough to get one. So what do you think made him happy and made you guys come together as a union?
We're friends first, so I think getting to know your, we're being friends first, we obviously have to get to know each other first, and I guess we're so much alike. I really don't know what to say. I try to be the best girlfriend just by being there for him, supporting him, knowing if something's wrong, just asking him and trying to make it better for him, because a lot of times, men are stressed out at work. I mean, he works long hours and he travels a lot. So the time I do get to spend with him, I just try to do things that please him, see what he wants to do. We work out together. We hang out together. I try not to, be confrontational. Just real easygoing and laid back. And it works for both of us.
Now, this is the honeymoon portion of the relationship, correct? I'm just making sure, because I think we all have that, we all have that, wow, this is, the big deer in the headlight looks when it first happened. It's just the greatest thing in the world. So what are you going to do to make sure that you keep the deer in the headlights look with your man?
Just going to continue to trust him, support him. With what he does, and just be, accepting with what he does for me.
Okay.
I don't expect, I'm not a materialistic person. I'm, a very independent, single mother. I've been taking care of my son, and myself, and, I'm not used to anybody doing a lot for me. So anything he does is always great. But at the same time, I have to learn to be a little more accepting and a little, I don't want to say dependent on him, because I don't think I could depend on anybody, but just very keep the lines of communication open at all times, and if something's wrong, I have a bad habit of holding things in, so I know that I have to work on that. But I think when it starts going bad, after the honeymoon phase, when it starts going bad is when you stop communicating. Or, you start arguing, and like I said, I'm very non-confrontational, so I tend to run from confrontation, so maybe that's why it works for me. So.
Well, that is good. That is good. So I guess I'm kind of more wondering if, you guys spend a lot of time when you first meet. You do a lot of competitions. You train a lot. You said he trains too. What happens when it gets to the point of where you guys need space? Will that bother you? Are you one of those women who you believe that his family is your family, his friends are your friends? You got to all, everything needs to be done together now.
Yes. We're still doing that. We're still learning all that. And yes, we're both big on family, so that's great. And friends. And we compromise. I mean, we sit there, we make some sacrifices and we compromise together, but I'm actually a little worried, because once I get deeper into my competing and my energy's low and I'm ready to eat somebody's hand off because I'm starving, I think he's actually looking for, he wants to see that side of me, because that's a real side of me. I get snappy, upset, it's like, he'll probably come home and be like, hey, baby, what's up? Be like, what do you want? I will turn into that personally, and that's going to be a true test right there, just to see if he can handle that, because this is going to happen every year for me. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, of course the honeymoon phase is going to go away, but at the same time, this is all about learning each other and to see if you can you know, spend a long-term relationship with the other person. Child, well, period.
I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I know as for me, I don't like to spend too much time under a woman because I don't want to end up in the news with your host, Renee Fisher. All right, Renee, I kind of like letting you go first.
Okay.
Don't sound like you just mad at me.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Is our honeymoon phase over?
Not on my end.
All right, then. Well, you better damn happy your ass up when you're talking.
Well, I have some news that is actually from overseas this time. Sarah Dale. What?
Which seas?
The Atlantic.
Oh, them oceans. I'm sorry.
Ocean.
Go ahead. Them oceans. I'm sorry. But go
Sarah
ahead.
Sarah Dale. Okay. Sarah Dale, British nurse, was fired after, and of course I'm using British lingo, bedding cancer patients' husbands, a.k.a. she slept with them. Sarah Dale, a 39-year-old nurse who specialized in dealing with cancer patients, has admitted to having relationships with two husbands of her patients, with allegations of a third. Dale has now lost her job at the Queen Elizabeth National Health Service Hospital, that is a very long name, in King's Lynn, England. She has also been debadged by the Macmillan Cancer Support Charity. She is now living with Stephen Ellis, 50, whose partner died of cancer last year. Dale told The Sun, a newspaper, "The hospital was told I'd had three relationships with men who had lost their partners to cancer, but I have had two," as if that matters.
She said they lying on me. This is a lie.
Right.
Well, no, where they got that third nigga from?
Exactly. She goes on to explain, saying one of them was long-term, and we were together for nearly 10 years, and the other is the one I'm with now, who I love. NHS officials were tipped off by a series of anonymous letters, which led to Dale taking sick leave before being fired by the hospital in January. She's still allowed to work as a nurse, but she may be barred from working by the nursing and midwifery counsel if she's found guilty of bringing her profession into disrepute.
You mean the midwifery?
Yeah, but I think it's actually pronounced midwifery. That's what
I don't think
said.
I want no midwif. That's like you smell half of the shit.
Oh.
It burned my nostril midwif. I didn't get the whole whiff, just mid-whiff, just burn my nostrils. Anyway.
Well, what they're dealing with, you only want to smell half. Hmm?
That's a wildness. Or do you find the problem with the fact that she's sleeping with the people, wives, well, their husband, and they got
I mean, I'm all for consoling a grieving family, but that's a little bit much.
What you mean? Your grief, my grief need to be consoled two different ways. You might need some chocolate. I need some head. Juliana, what do you think about the idea of, do you think this woman should be fired for sleeping with the men that want to sleep with her? Even if she's doing her job. It has nothing to do with her job.
No, I don't.
See? That's simple. She's not doing anything wrong. I can see if she was injecting them with cancer, then maybe. If she was smothering them, then maybe. But she's just sleeping with the man. She's helping the hospital out. She's bringing more and more patients. Don't you know them men are going to tell people, hey, dog.
Like a referral program?
Yes. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you.
That's what I call treatment
right
there.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Sexual healing. Oh, when I get that feeling. I be poking and drilling.
Oh, my God.
Drilling, baby.
Okay. It's too early to bring out battery-operated objects, huh?
That's not what he says?
Not exactly.
It's a pain.
But I don't mind that version, but just it's too early.
I'm just saying. In the news with your host, Thomas Stutzmeyer. All right. Your boy Corey Haim, we talked about it on Wednesday. Well, the coroner said that a drug overdose has not been ruled out. Really? In other news, the sun came up this morning. Although Corey Haim's heart was enlarged and he had fluid in his lungs, the coroner chief investigator said a drug overdose has not been ruled out in the cause of the actor's death. Haim got two powerful drugs from a pharmacy just 11 days before his death, according to a source with knowledge of the transaction. His primary care doctor did not know about the prescriptions and called the pharmacy 2 days later to find out what Haim had been given, a source said. Haim's manager and a close friend told CNN, he told me too, that Haim began seeing an addiction specialist just 2 weeks before his death.
What?
Okay, this really seems fairly cut and dry. No pun intended. Because if he died from what he took, it probably wasn't cut at all. But, I mean, it's a sad story because the man's only 38, but they talk about him literally when you hear him talk about the two cores and Core was on this and Core was on that. You'd assume he's like 50, 60. But it's a young man. And, I mean, it was obvious. The other girl, Brittany Murphy, I didn't know anything about her. It looks like that was an accident. She didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah.
But this dude here, I mean, I guess none of them really killed themselves on purpose like that. They just enjoyed themselves too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Matt, like, you know, like how Mitt, how did your husband die? He died on top of me? Like that?
That's right.
He just enjoyed himself too much. Core just enjoys himself too much. I have been in a position where I've almost had a heart attack. So I think probably when I get to like 45, yes, I'm gonna cut that out.
What are you doing?
What Mister was doing? Them orgasms is powerful.
Oh dang!
Juliana, have you ever had one where you like lost a little bit of breath?
No, sorry.
Well, I have actually lost a little bit of breath and was like, you know what? We might not need to do this until I get an EKG done again. Mm. Now, here's something else that was in the news. I don't know if there's two things. There are two teens that was hit by a train.
The same train?
I'm hoping they wouldn't sit around and they one guy hit by a train and waited the other one, waited on the other one. They got hit by the same train. Let me tell you, this was an area near Kennesaw, Georgia, where two teens were hit by a train and it killed one and injured the other one. Officials say it was too early to say whether there is a connection between the designation and the accident because they were headed towards somewhere. It's called a quiet zone, which I don't know how quiet a train can be, but they call it a quiet zone. That's bad when a train can sneak up on your ass. You just chilling, bam! Damn, what the hell? Snuck up on me. Anyway, a freight train hit the two teenagers near Kennesaw earlier. A freight train hit the two teenagers early Friday, killing one and injuring the other. And the two teens were apparently sitting on the tracks when they were hit around 1 this morning. Thomas Brewer, was 18-year-old, was pronounced dead at the scene. And Austin Dix, who was 17, of Douglasville, was transported to Wellstar, Kennesaw Hospital in Marietta, non-life-threatening injuries. I don't know how he got non-life-threatening, but that is. According to reports, where they were hit at, it was dark, and the train tracks had curved right there, and so the teens weren't visible to the train driver.
Oh man!
Now, okay, explain what a quiet zone is. A quiet zone is where they are prohibited from blowing their horns. I guess like when they ride.
Oh. residential.
Yeah, now it makes sense. So they couldn't blow their own. But
then they can't flash lights, I guess.
Well, I'm sure they don't. I mean, as a train, you don't just go around just flashing your fucking lights. It ain't like you got high beams on it. Come on, dog. Come on. But the point is, we can play this game. We haven't played this in a while. Name that race. All right, we'll start with you, Juliana, since you're there. Thomas Brewer and Austin Dix were sitting on train tracks and got hit by a train in Kennesaw, Georgia. What race do you think they are?
I'm going to have to go with African-American.
Really? Let me go with you, Renee.
I would say the opposite. Good old white American.
And you'd be correct. Because, one, I don't know too many Negroes that just sit around trains. And surely we don't play on train tracks. I seen Stand By Me.
And Malcolm X movie.
Yeah, I seen Stand By Me. Now, they put that Negro down and tied him up. But Stand By Me was the only time I ever seen some kids just playing on the tracks. You remember when they found a dead body and stuff? You remember Stand By Me, that movie that made you cry?
I remember Stand By Me.
Okay, well, that's almost... I don't know too many Negroes just play on the track and get hit by the train. I mean, if we do play on the track, I mean, it reminds me of the Austin Powers movie where, you know, when the man was put his hand up in the air, he was like, no! And then it took the side view, and it was a damn steamroller coming at him, and it was like 50 yards away from him. And Austin Powers was like, move out of the way. And he just kept yelling, no! That's what that seems like. When they done start making trains, they sneak up on you. That's all I want to know. I don't want to be around when trains can sneak up on your ass. This ain't
especially
cool.
Especially a freight train. Those are really heavy. So I can't imagine that being in stealth mode.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Because the freight train has freight.
Yes.
I can see if you just had a caboose running around, it would just hide that by itself.
But sometimes they could be hauling an empty load. They could be an empty train, so.
Oh, I was about to say, that reminded me of me last week. I've been hauling an empty load around for a while.
Oh.
I'm just saying. In the news. With your host, Thomas Sotomayor. All right, I've got one more piece. Well, now I have more than one more piece of news, but I like this piece of news. Well, I don't like it. But a Manhattan driver was sentenced in a tragic bridesmaid hit and run. Now, I've been involved in some bridesmaids hit and runs.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying, I've been in a couple of weddings, and them bridesmaids is really ready at the end of that wedding. They really are. They get them a little champagne in them, a little bit of alcohol in them. They ready already. Anyway, the killer of his beautiful daughter was finally locked away in Manhattan today. But the demons that haunt Dad Richard Nemec are still there. There could never be closure for our family, the father said through tears of his long-awaited emotional sentencing for a hit-and-run driver, Jose Perez. Oh, man, damn it, Jose. Damn it, Jose. Jose was sentenced 3.5 years to 7.5 years in prison on May and for the killing, which happened in May of 1997. He was convicted of manslaughter and jumping bail. Now, let me tell you what your boy did. First off, he mowed down Miss Christian Nemec, which was her name, as she ran across Houston and McDougal Street in her bridesmaid gown from the wedding. She was running from the wedding. They were all running across the street. She got mowed down by Jose. Jose hit her. Jose kept on running. They arrested him. They had a $3,500 bail for him before the trial. Of course, when he gave $3,500, what did he do? He went back to Mexico. Well, he stayed there for a little while, and I guess he thought, you know, they done forgot about this shit. Let me come back. So he came back, and they arrested him. When they arrested him, he been gone for 12 years.
Ooh.
So he ran from the police for 12 years.
Mm.
This is what I don't understand. How do you run from the police for 12 years, kill somebody, and only get 3.5 to 7 years in jail?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Running from the police should have 3 years alone. Staying gone for 12 years, you should have to stay in jail for them 12 years. We searched for your ass.
Wow. That's interesting, but, you know, don't try that at home, folks, because you're going to get a stiffer sentence.
Yeah, you
I
will.
Don't know how
especially
that
when, works. Yeah, and then Uh-oh. When they get you in jail, a couple stiff sentences.
I knew it.
Juliana, why is Jose making us look bad? Why he do that?
Oh, because, I don't know, he's crazy and he probably grew up without his daddy.
How you just going? That's got to be a horrible feeling because I can understand, honestly, what Jose going through. You done hit this white woman.
Mm.
You know they're going to, you figure they're going to throw the book at you just for that.
Mm.
You saw this white or whatever color the bridesmaids was wearing. You knew you hit somebody was doing something they were celebrating. You knew, man, I really wasn't trying to hit her like that. But they put you in jail, and you knew, man, they let me get out on $3,500 bail. I sort of could understand him. Y'all just let me out on $3,500 knowing I'm guilty? Think about it.
Yeah.
That's literally like, I guess it's kind of like what that woman was doing when the man told her to go out there and tell the police.
Yeah.
That I got you to put your kids held up in here.
Yep, exactly. And she bounced.
No, she broke out. She didn't bounce.
Oh, yeah, broke out.
Broke out. Ooh, ooh. Out the swing out, sister. In the news with your host, Jay Bishop.
What?
What you got to talk about? You like that? I know you did.
This is gonna, This is going to continue your Gabby Sidibe episodes, and I'm sure you're gonna get a kick out of this. I don't know if you heard about Chris Rock.
Go ahead.
Chris Rock grabbing her. Did you hear about that?
He grabbed her what?
Oh, well, I'm going to read it, and you'll find out.
Go ahead.
Chris Rock incurred the wrath of Gabri, or however you pronounce her name, Sidibe's father Thursday when he took liberties with the actress's backside during the third annual Essence Black Women in Hollywood event. And there's a photo of it. The precious star, who was nominated for a Best Actress Oscar at Sunday's Academy Awards, got a shock when Rock gave her the two-handed booty grab as she made her way to the stage. The actress laughed and brushed it off with a playful slap, but Gabby's daddy wasn't so forgiving. She tells ET Online, "As I go up to get my award in a room where my dad is because he's one of my dates," I wonder how many she had, "Chris Rock grabbed my butt with both of his hands, and then I slapped him back. I didn't think too much of it at the time, but my dad was super pissed. As for Rock cropping a feel at her expense," Sidibe quips, "some dudes gotta have it. It's my own for being too blank fine."
See?
See? I knew you'd have something to say.
See? See? See?
Oh, my God.
See, I'm just saying. Fat people can say whatever they want, and it's just lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Fat people get up and talk about how fine they are, how no dog want a bone, all this stuff, and we can't say nothing.
Mm.
Why is that so?
I don't know.
I just think it's just so wrong. It's just horrible. And even if I was David, there ain't a way I could cop a feel on that.
Oh, my gosh. I'll give you that one. I will give you
that. Yeah, like that. You didn't know where I was going with that, David.
I didn't.
For those of you at home who didn't get it, there's a magician named David Copperfield, and I said David Copperfield. Never mind. Anyway, this is your world. Oh, come on, Juliana. That was good, right? That was funny. Come on.
Yes, it was funny. I'll give it to you.
You will? Oh, yeah.
I'm out.
And I'll take it. This is Your World, My Views. We are today going to be talking about what makes men happy. And I'm definitely looking forward to the phone calls on this one. We're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to come right back with the topic again. It's what makes men happy, and you're listening to us live right here at yourworldmyviews.com. And if you're calling in, make sure you press 1 if you want to talk and give me your comments. The number is 347-989-8310. I'm Thomas. That's Juliana. That's Renee. This is Your World, My Views.
Tires all flat and junk. Oh, did I do that? Here, let me get my cellular out. Call your wrecker. Oh, shoot. I got no phone. Because I'm a pothole. So... Okay, bye.
Accidents are bad. But Geico's good with emergency road service.
Load already. Come on.
Looks like you got a fake bundle from the phone company.
I thought AT&T was giving me a good deal. Satellite, DSL, phone.
Three wrongs don't make a right. Switch to Comcast. Get a real triple play. I got your back, John.
Don't be fooled by AT&T's fake bundle. Get crystal clear HD, faster internet, and unlimited calling with Comcast.
Hold me.
The $5 box, it rocks, it rocks. It rocks for a meal with lots and lots. It rocks for a jock, it rocks for a fox. It rocks blocking shots on guys with dreadlocks.
What comes in this box that rocks?
A cheesy gordita, crunch to much.
We are the Supreme.
A crunchy taco and cinnamon twist?
Both on the list, and wait, let me think, an ice cold drink. That is lots and lots in just one box. It is only $5, and that's why it rocks.
Hello, loyal following. Tommy Sotomayor here. And Your World, My Views would like to thank you guys for joining us these past few Mondays for our live broadcast. And we'd now like to inform you that we have moved, and starting this Monday and every Monday night, we'll be broadcasting live from the fabulous, the elegant Vino Libro, located downtown Atlanta off of Memorial Drive. That's right, the Vino Libro, the alternative neighborhood escape for the person who prefers comfort and relaxation over the crowded wine bars. That's right, your boy done upscaled, your boy done upgraded, T-Dog, baby! You can find me and the rest of the Your World, My Views cast down at the Vino Libro, which is located at 933 Garrett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30316. You know what to do. Go to the info line and check it out. Come join us this Monday night and the rest of the Your World, My Views crowd, because we run this thing.
Check us out on the web at www.yourworldmyviews.com and check under the events tab to sign up for the cruise and more. Again, www.yourworldmyviews.com.
Welcome back. This is Your World, My Views. I'm your host, Billy Graham. I mean, Thomas.
That man is dead.
I got confused for a minute. I channeled William Graham. Yeah. Call me Billy, baby. And today we're talking about what makes being happy. And Renee,
yeah,
I'm going to go with you. And I want you to tell me from your opinion. What I want to do is get opinions first.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I want to speak from a man. Because if you can make me happy, you can make anybody else happy. Because when I walk in the room, here's what I say. I say, look at me. Look down. Now look back up. Now look down. Now look at me. I'm on a horse. I'm on a horse. This could be your man, but it's not your man, because your man don't look like me. You could be the man standing next to the man, but you're not the man, because you aren't the man. Look down, look up.
God.
What do you see? There's two tickets in my hand. No, there's pearls.
You're a mess.
So what do you think, honestly, what do you think makes a man happy?
Well, I'm going to zone in on the black man, because that's the one that I'm highly familiar with.
You can make him happy.
I think you actually can. I just think that you cannot be that stereotypical black woman that we've talked about many a times on your page and on this show. So I think one thing you need to do is consider him. I think a lot of times women don't consider men at all. I think that they just consider themselves and then paint it onto the guy as if he has no thought process or opinion of his own. He may not want to go to the mall with you, get over it, or whatever. He may not want to always... I'm thinking of the times that people go to their parents' house or their family or their friends. He may not want to always be schlepped over there to be bored to tears. So a lot of times I think that women just, first of all, need to consider a guy and his perspective and consider his needs and his desires, what he wants, and take yourself out of the equation. Because sometimes if you consider him, then he'll consider you. So that's the biggest thing, I think.
Okay. Before we keep on going, you had a question for Ms. Julian. I think she's still there. Maybe she's still there. I think I see her.
I'm here.
I didn't have a question. The question was actually a quick question that someone in chat brought up about your boyfriend. They wanted to know if him having a six-pack was a prerequisite.
No.
Really? That's funny. I found out a lot of people that work out would date somebody that don't. How's that work?
What do you mean? Well, I mean, I'm equal opportunity. Like, so, I mean, you don't have to have a six-pack to be my boyfriend.
Oh. I wish I'd have known that before now.
No, I don't know how I got so blessed and lucky with this one, but he is the total package, and he does actually. I think he has an 8-pack. I mean, but who's counting, right?
She sounds like you sound like one of those people talking about Gabrielle when they say nice stuff. Like he's like, oh no, he didn't have to have it, and then someone says, well, does he have one? Well, yes, he does.
Oh no, you can line up any man I've considered or went on a date with or had a boyfriend as, and they, I mean, they all look different. So, and not all of them were in shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like less than 1.1% of them weren't in shape.
No, that's not true. I am not shallow. Calm down.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to tell y'all right now, if you want a shot with Juliana, you do not have one if you are not Mr. Olympia material. So go away.
That's not true.
It's something about the idea, though, when you find a person that it's just sexy once you find somebody in shape. I guess it's like I heard a woman tell me, I'm so used to dating men over 6 feet. It's very difficult to date one under 6 feet. So the idea of you're saying to get over yourself, basically, Renee, get over the fact that you want him to hang out with you on Sunday and he wants to watch football. I mean, is that what you're basically saying?
Yeah, I'm basically saying that there's a meeting ground and people have to learn the art of compromise. I think that I'm big on compromise because that's flexibility. Everything's not going to always be one way. And stereotypically, when you think of relationships, you think that the woman pretty much runs the thing. You think that, okay, she basically has to be the one to say, this is what we're going to do, and then the man acquiesces. And I don't think that it should be that.
Hold the damn phone.
Sorry.
You done did it again. You forgot that I have a lowbrow audience. Okay, I'm going to use context clues and acquiesce. What does that have something to do with some water?
No. No. But that's a good
guess. You can't be throwing words out here at us. You got to tell us what that means.
Basically, that the man bends toward her will. In a nutshell, he, consents and he gives in. And that may very well be the case with some men, but it shouldn't be. I just think that you both need to compromise and mesh into each other's world. So if he likes the game, try and sit and watch it with him, join it, join him in his activities and he'll join you in yours, but don't torture him. I mean, don't make him sit through a pottery class or yoga if he's not into the downward facing dog, stuff like that. It's just being considerate of one another.
So what?
But I think it's, what, the downward facing dog?
That sounds like something I'd be interested in.
You probably would if you saw what it looked like. But
damn right, the downward facing dog. Man, somebody getting beat that night as soon as you pull out that position. Hot dog. And we got a lot of people that are on the line right now. And again, if you want to talk, I don't know if they're listening or if they want to talk. You have to press 1 in order to get through the talk.
Yeah.
It's a gang of them. I think they want to hear our opinions. So, Renee, what I'm going to do to start off before I give my opinion, or before I give my answer to the question.
Okay.
I want you guys to know what some ladies have been saying, and they sent me their messages because they didn't want to talk, but they wanted me to read them. So we're going to go with this.
Okay.
Miss Daisy Vesey says, what will make a man happy is good sex, a submissive woman, and good cooking.
Mm-hmm.
What do you ladies think about that?
Juliana, I'll let you go first.
Well, sex is great, so I agree with that. I agree with good cooking. I mean, my mom always said that a man will probably stick around a little longer if you can cook. The submissive part, I don't really agree with that. I mean, submissive to what degree? Or how, am I going to walk behind you when we're at the store? I don't think so. Am I going to bow to you every time you tell me? No, I'm not going to do that. I mean, in the day and age that we live in, a lot of women aren't going to do that. I mean, remember, this is the millennium, and we're the independent single woman, independent woman. So submissive, I think that we have to be equal, in the sense that I'm not going to sit there and kiss your feet all the time. But it, like Renee made a great point earlier, if you do for them as they do for you, it's a give and take.
I give a lot to a woman, and I take a lot from them. Go ahead.
I want to touch on the submissive because me, of course, being with the Christian faith, that's a word that sometimes it irks women. And I look at submission from a different light, perhaps. I don't think of submission as being a vulnerable state. I don't think of it as being the walk behind. That's other cultures that have a misinterpretation of what submission is. I think that when I look at a partner, a male partner, because when I say partner, it just sounds like it's a homosexual relationship. But when I look at a man, a husband, basically, absolutely, there is give and take. And I don't, but there's also a line of distinction. We have roles, certainly. And unfortunately, with our age bracket that we're in, yes, we have a lot of single women, and yes, we're independent and all those great things, but at the same time, those things can also hurt us and be our downfall and contribute to us still being single. So I think it's a matter of submission where there's a respect. I think there's a loss of respect within at least the black community, I think, because a man is not let or allowed to be a man or be made to feel like a man. Women are so quick to snatch that from him and emasculate him. So I think that the submission, I think, if a man is desiring that, it's not that he's trying to trample all over the woman. It's just that she needs to kind of relax a little bit and relax that I'm a single independent woman mantra that sometimes men encounter.
Well, I say if you got a man and he'll fool, don't let him lead you. Do a good job of picking a man up front, and then that way you can be submissive, I guess, if you want to. But like Juliana said, not all men, not even women, not all men like or can survive with a submissive woman. I think I can't. I think I'll run over that chick. If you allow me to do whatever, I'm going to do whatever. But I guess that's the I don't know. That's the
But it depends on what you interpret submission to be. I mean, now I can be docile and I can be passive, but I can also know when to be assertive. I may not
you can be a bitch. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. And we have a caller 813-446 online, and if I'm not mistaken, this is now presidential. Tiffany.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
First of all, I didn't get a chance to tell Juliana. I'm not sure if she's still on. Juliana?
I'm here.
Okay. Hi, I just actually wanted to tell you thank you so much for your tips. I'm starting to recognize some changes. So I just wanted to tell you thank you very quickly.
Oh, you're welcome.
What did she tell you about? What tip? The one about douching?
You know what? No, Thomas, no. No, she did not tell me that. And you know what? I'm smart enough to know, and I actually go to my doctor when I'm supposed to, so that's not something that she would have to tell me.
I just want to tell
you.
Know, y'all
been giving, long time ago.
So y'all be giving tips under the table. I don't know what y'all be talking about via email.
No.
It just leaves me in the loop. Well, go ahead.
I actually want to give you my opinion based on today, since you're taking opinions from those of us who don't have anybody to know. Talk about, I'll give my opinion. That's meaningless women. I think it just depends on what type of man you have or you're seeking. I hate when people are so general, what makes a man happy. Well, what makes your man happy might not make the next man happy. Every man don't want a girl who watch football on Sunday. Every man don't want their chick in the kitchen. I know plenty of men.
You're right. Those men
are
called gay.
I don't want my girl in the kitchen.
Oh, gosh.
You're right. Those men are called gay.
Anyways, for example, I've known friends of mine who, when they first got married, their thing was, I want her to, you know, stay at home or be this way or be that way. And it changes. And I know Renee was talking about being able to change and compromise. That's one of the ones you have to think about in wanting to please each other, not just your man, but make both people happy. It just depends on what type of man you have. Basically,
so what do you do?
So
what do you do to make, when you're in a relationship, what does a man have to look forward to when he gets you that you believe can make a man happy based on what you just said?
I think two things. I'm just talking about how I am. I'm very emotional, so it doesn't take a lot for you to wonder, I wonder if she cares. How much does she really like me? I think I show that in somebody, so I don't think they're always guessing on how I feel. That's just me. And then the second thing I think that makes, though, or have made the men that I've been with happy is I'm very supportive in everything. I mean, if you're having a bad day, I'll call you. If I know that you are tired, I'll do what needs to be done. Right? And don't tell no jokes, Thomas.
I wasn't going to tell you no jokes. I was going to actually just, one, thank you, because, like, you'll say something to me online when I'll be on there, and I'll say, oh, God, I'm hectic, I'm behind on something. And you will say something nice, and I'm just a nobody. So that is very sweet.
That's just me.
So you do that all the time, or you just do that when you're trying to get some?
No, you know what? That is part of my personality. I think I'm big on getting back what you give out. No matter, sometimes it takes getting doors slammed in your face. Sometimes it takes he's not giving you what you want right now. And sometimes you have to wait for him to respond in the manner that you want him to do it in. But I'm the type of person that's just my personality. So I'll keep that going until I get the response that I'm looking for. But I will not be a fool for anybody. So don't take and twist it the wrong way for everybody who's listening.
Well, I want to say now just a couple things, and then I want to get you to answer them, and you ladies can jump in on it, too. After reading what the lady put, it's not as simple as she put it, but I want to let the ladies know that are listening. Men are quite simple creatures, and I think because women are so complex, they think that a man has to be that complex, too. And one of the mistakes that a lot of women make is that they think, it's complex in my head, hence, it's got to be complex with him. It cannot be that simple. So when the lady said head, good cooking, and what was the third thing she said?
Submissive woman.
Yeah, submissive woman. She's not far off from the fact that you don't need that much to make a man happy. Now, what do you think about that idea, Tiffany? Because honestly, I can tell a lot of you ladies, if you're looking to make a man happy that's not gay, you don't have to do much for him. If he's gay, you got to do a lot, like turn into a man. But I'm just saying. But what do you think about that, Tiffany, the idea of men are generally simple, and if you understand the fact that they're simple and not do this lame Steve Harvey where think like a man, that's stupid. Steve Harvey's a dummy. Anybody listen to Steve Harvey, you stupid. That's why you by yourself. When you go listen to a comedian tell you how to make your man happy.
Oh, one of them been married 6 times. How many times have you been married? 3 or 4? He damn near not just getting what women should think like.
Yeah, okay. He couldn't even tell you. He just now became honest with y'all and cut his hair off when he was wearing that ugly box hat piece. So how can you think you can now listen to this man? He telling you the truth? Really?
Oh, my goodness.
What do you think about that idea of what I'm saying, the first thing I'm saying? I'm going to say a few more things. That first thing, men are simple.
Men are simple. Men are very simple. I know this from experience. You don't, like, for example, birthdays or Valentine's Day. It's not you don't have to go all overboard. I've seen the happiest, you know what, I'm a very sincere person. I believe in if you show me in sincerity, that's over all the lovey-dovey stuff. And I think men are very simple in that way. It doesn't take much. You can tell a damn text at the end of the day. Yeah, I mean, really, it's not. You know what? You're laughing, but I'm serious. Like my
I'm laughing because you're right. People text me on my birthday, and I'm straight.
Exactly.
I don't need you to take me nowhere.
Thank you. I've learned from having guy friends that I have that they'll be going through something with their girls, or for the ones that don't have somebody, they'll be going through something, and just for me to say, hey, what's up? I heard so-and-so told me about what's going on. Talk to me. Tell them what that, and because they don't have that there, whatever you can fill in gaps for men, I think is what makes them happy. And sometimes it's the simplest little gaps that you have to fill But I think at the end of the day, that's part of what makes them happy. It ain't no big ass pothole. It's a little bitty crack.
You're right, and if you could let us fill in your little bitty crack or gap,
then we
would really be.
Unless you have that one, because I opened the door.
Yes, you did, and we're usually very happy if you let us fill in that. But you are correct. Guys, we don't need all that stuff. I'm tired of women thinking that because you need a bunch of stuff, we need it. My ex used to deliver me flowers to the office. I felt horrible when them flowers would come, like a punk. And niggas is giggling at me the whole time. Your boyfriend sent you some flowers. I'm like, oh, Lord. I kept telling us, why do you keep doing this? I just think it's so sweet. And then she'd throw that little caveat in there. You know, it'd be nice if I got some flowers at what day.
She did it wrong. And that's a pitfall of women.
Yep.
Yes, y'all
can't. I can't give you what I want and think that you're supposed to want it because I want it too. But
yeah,
then I think another...
No, because I give you some dick all day. I don't want it back.
Oh, God.
I don't want no dick in return.
I'll take that gift. I'll be quite selfish. But I think another point, I'm adding on to what LaTiffany said, is sometimes silence and space. That's a big thing, and I think a lot of times women miss the mark on that. It's not that you got to be, you know, go on a fast of talking or seeing each other, but sometimes you just need to give a little bit of breathing room, too.
But you know what? The most appreciative, the most, and I've learned this also, the most times that you can be appreciative is when you take three steps back to gain that one big giant leap. I am.
You know, I heard that from Paul Abdul as well.
Jesus, Jehovah Jireh, stick a fork in my throat now.
That ain't where you got that from?
No, I didn't. I don't have to get none from nobody.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought, you know. No, I just know when she. I remember watching that video. I was like, she's right. If I take two steps forward, you take two steps back.
No way. Renee, you understood what I was saying. That's all that really matters.
You're right. I'll let you finish it off exactly what you want to say, what you want to tell the ladies, and how you want to address the point of what I said that about men are just simple.
Yeah.
That's it. Just, yeah, huh?
No. Oh, I didn't know you're talking to me. I thought you were talking to Renee.
I'm sorry. You, and I was like, damn, Sophocles is not on the phone right now.
No.
Aristotle I'm talking to.
You know what? Whatever. No, I definitely agree. Ladies, men are very simple. Stop sitting at home reading all these books, ordering these magazines, watching these tapes, trying to tell y'all how to figure out y'all man. It's the most simplest thing to reel him in, retain him, and keep it moving forward. It is not that hard.
I ain't going to tell you how to stop reading these books because mine will be out in April. May, it will be out. So I'm not going to tell y'all that. Y'all can read mine. Then after that, stop reading it. If it don't say Thomas Harris, stop reading. Now, if it say Silence of the Damn Lambs, I don't know. Don't read that one.
Exactly.
That's not me. That's the other one. That's not me. But
you
that's the crazy.
Oh, my gosh. You know what I meant. Thomas. I know you have to get no more calls, but let me please make one quick comment.
What's that?
If one more person say they're a strong, independent, black woman, oh, my goodness. I'm going to need y'all to put y'all say down, really. And then I'm sick of it because it's the same ones that's divorced, single, whatever, heavy, talking about they strong and independent.
Yep,
okay.
That's why they by themselves, because they so damn strong and independent. Well, first off, next time I hear somebody say they strong, I better see their picture and they better be swole up. That's the only time I'm going to listen at your ass tell me you strong. You better have some weights in your hand. Talking about, then I believe, you know, she's a strong
And she's standing there by herself, so she's independent, and she's pretty dark. So she's a black, strong black woman. You're right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Stay on, darling, for the after show. I'm going to get to some more calls. I know they know they think I'm running my mouth a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But what I'm going to do is answer another phone call. And that caller is 678-458. You're on the air. 678-458. You're on the air.
All righty.
Are you there? I see them there. They're there. 678.
I see them, too.
I see them. 678-458. You're there, but I'm going to skip you since you're not talking. Damn you. Hey, there's one bitch dead. Oh, Lord, he's saying something to me. What should I do? 404-808. We got the 808 kick drum on the line. Who is it? 404-808. You're on the air.
Hello?
Damn it. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay.
I can hear them saying hello. What's going on?
I know. So don't say hello again because you might get a hello back. Ask the question.
Well, they're not there. They're supposed to say, hey, this is so-and-so from Buford, Georgia.
I know, but maybe they might not know that. It might be a first-timer.
I don't understand. I mean, I know they hear me. They phone on mute.
She might not know, Thomas, the rules. Just go ahead.
People, now, let me try it one more time. I know who do know how to answer the dadgum phone when they're called out. I got my man, Presidential Keith. You are on the air. What's going on?
Oh.
Hi, I got you.
That wasn't funny.
That wasn't funny, Keith. You messing with me. Damn it, man.
It's all right. It's all right, man. I just needed to do that because everybody's tripping tonight. Okay, this is
I want you to break it down to them first off. This is Presidential, Mr. Keith Newton. Keith, I want you to just literally break it down and tell them, as a man, what makes you happy.
Okay, as a man, here are the things that we want. Please listen and get a pencil. You'll want to write these things down. Number one, we do want sex. Good sex. And we want to know we're doing you right. Please let us know. If you don't let us know, we'll think you're doing us right. We'll think we're doing you right, even when we're doing you wrong. Help us, please. Number two. Sometimes we want to be left alone. This includes, but is not limited to, A, the game. B, special projects. C, nasty, greasy food we know is going to kill us, but we love ever so much. Number three, men want to be appreciated. Now, it's not as complex as you think, but ladies, please understand, if you send your man to the store to buy you tampons, this is not the easiest thing for a man to do.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, he has to really work himself up to do this because he never wants to walk through that out. He doesn't want to think of you functionally. He only wants to think of that in the number one thing, want sex. Now,
right.
Number four, we want you to know that we are not mind readers. Do not expect us to know what's in your head. We can't do it.
Okay. We're not mind readers.
Not mind readers. Number five, we want to be forgiven for everything. We do stupid things. Deal with it.
You said we want to be forgiven for everything?
Yeah. I mean, everything. Because at any time, see, as a dude, at any time, anything you do can be held against you. Whatever she thought was cute when she started with you, all of a sudden becomes annoying.
Right.
You know, whatever you used to do before, you used to wear that shirt you really used to love, and then all of a sudden it's like, when are you going to get rid of that damn shirt? You know, don't hate us. We don't know better.
Okay. So how do you, when you're in a relationship, how do you convey this to the person you're dating? How do you convey this, what makes you happy, to this woman that you're with who seems to not be getting it up front?
Yeah, I haven't figured that part out yet, man.
So you haven't tried to you don't try to convey it?
No, I try, but generally it just usually goes horribly wrong.
That's what I'm trying to find out. What do you do? What do you say to a woman when it's like
you're sitting there and you're like, okay, this isn't working. Let me say this.
Well, generally a conversation will go like this. You know, like, hey, you know, it's like we're sitting down, we're eating. She's being really quiet. I'm like, what's wrong? Nothing. Okay, you hear nothing. You know something's wrong. Well, no, what is it? And then you find out, well, remember that thing you did the other day? You're like, what thing? I don't know. No, that thing you did. We did that. You really embarrassed me. I'm like, how did I do that? And then they give you the example. You're like, but I didn't know that embarrassed you. I'm sorry. It's like, well, you should have known. Well, I didn't know. How am I supposed to know?
No, you're right. And it's very difficult to, sometimes for men to talk to women because I always tell people, and Keith, I want to keep you around for the after show. I want you to stick around with me for the after show. We're about to go to a commercial break and come right back. But you are very correct on that idea of men are – we're hardwired to deal with things that are straightforward. We can deal with things if you give them to us honestly. Even with a man, after we lied and lied and lied and you found out, we will just apologize for what we did. A woman will try to, for some reason, make an excuse for why she did it, that it was your fault. It was somehow your fault that she was riding your best friend. I don't know how that works. I don't know why that works. I mean, Renee, why are women like that? Why are women not as straightforward as men? I mean, it's been proven even in the schools. Who makes better grades in math? Men. Who makes better grades in English? Women. Why?
Why do men make more better grades in math than women?
Other than the fact that we're smarter, y'all.
Bit,
what
I'm
else?
Sorry. Oh no, he didn't. I don't know I've heard that statistic, but I don't know the answer to that. And you're saying that men are more straightforward than women?
Yes, we deal with things more logically. We are more logical creatures. I want you to ponder on that, stew on that, think on that. We're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to come right back with my man Edward and all the other calls. We're going to get to you guys when we come back from the break. We're talking about what makes men happy. And, again, I'm going to tell you guys later, so stay tuned because I'm going to tell you what makes me happy and what's probably going to make your man happy. Because if you look down, look back up, look at me, look at your man, look at me, look at your man. This is your world, my views. That's Giggling Renee. We'll be right back.
I have a structured settlement and I need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
I have an annuity, but I need cash now.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW. 877-CASH-NOW.
They have thousands, they'll help you.
Cash they will pay to you.
If you get long-term payments but you need cash now,
call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
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 It's your money. Use it when you need it.
Call J.D. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
Let me get my cellular out. Call your wrecker. Oh, shoot. I got no phone. Because I'm a pothole. So... Okay, bye.
Accidents are bad. But Geico's good with emergency road service.
Hello, loyal following. This is Renee Bishop, and I'd like to tell you.
Wow.
Damn, Renee, you taking steroids?
That was pretty freaky.
Your voice dropped, man. It threw you off the hit. You ever? You know what I always do? Like, you know how when somebody calls your cell phone, it tells you who they are if it ain't nobody trying to sneak up on you, so you know who it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when my homeboy called me, like, every time my homeboy Johnny called me, I'll be like, hello, this is Johnny. And he'll call. What the heck? You gotta call by myself. These are, I guess, really, just really easy to get stuff past people. And speaking of getting stuff past people real easily, we got my man, Outhouse Edberg, on the line.
Hey, everybody. What's up, Tommy? What's up, Renee?
Hey.
What's going on, Outhouse? Now, you got to find your way out of that damn outhouse and at least find yourself into the main part of the building.
Well, I got my list. I got my list that I think it might be universal to all men. I don't know. But I got
Go ahead. Give us four things.
Well, the first thing you got to have, I think, great sex is the key to any successful relationship. Can't be saying no and talking about you tired or you got a headache or whatever. That is the beginning of the end. A lot of men. If you say no too many times, it's a problem.
Right.
Number two, peace. You know, no confrontations, and don't be talking too much. If you talk too much, and it's like, that's not peace. Even if you're just talking about something else that's not related to the guy.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No. I got you.
Three, no games. Like, I had a situation where I had this girl, she was trying to get me to kind of like to commit to her, and we would be having sex or whatever, and she would stop right before I was ready and say, so are we in a relationship? So she was trying to extort me with the sex. So
wow.
I had to let that go. And then the last thing is just to be eye candy, you know, like you said a while back on a few shows, you're like, you want to be able to take your girl to the pool party. And your boys look at you and not look at you crazy, you know? So those are the things I think that I need to be happy.
All right, Ed. Now let me ask you, we're men and we've both been in this situation. You be with your girl, mm-hmm. you like your girl, but she done let herself go a little bit. She got that, you love that little Joey in her stomach.
Right. No,
how do you tell a woman? Because the thing that we have a problem with is being able to be honest with women, because women claim they want honesty out of us. But if we ever tell them anything honest, even when they ask us directly, do I look fat in these pants? We cannot say yes. What do you do to get past that?
They won't let you live it down if you tell them the truth. So I would just give subtle hints, I guess, you know, be like, you know, I'm actually going running. You want to jump out here with me and go like that?
I got a question for you now that you brought that up, Thomas.
Okay, I know.
Ed.
I know what you're going to ask me. Go ahead.
No, seriously, because
okay.
I had this issue, and I will admit that for the past, I don't know, however many years, I've been struggling with my weight, whereas growing up in my early 20s, I never had an issue with weight at all. So I want to know, because I get what Thomas said, and I get what you said, too. If you work out, or if maybe, you know, you would like to start back working out or whatever the case may be, I want to know if you think that it's impossible for you both to work out. Because I want to work out with, you know, my guy, and because I want to work out for myself, and I also would love to look good for him, too, I want to be able to take that honesty, I will take that honesty if he gives it. But do you think that that's possible, or do you think that she needs to get her own trainer or whatever?
No, I think it's possible because, you know, as a man that's in love with my woman, I'm going to be like, well, yeah, she lost her weight a little bit, and we're going to start doing it together. First, I'm going to enjoy doing something together with my girl. And then I'm going to be able to see her, you know, feel the reward from the work that she's done to get where, you know, she's going. And then
right.
it'll be something that maybe she'll always, you know, it'll be a part of her, you know, her life, her lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
so if I had a girl that, you know, she gained weight and it's not, I mean, when you love somebody, you're not going to leave them from gaining weight or anything. But I would work
shit
out with
me.
I was about to say,
I'm not
it was a different
not
story.
If a woman can leave you for not being as nice as you used to be, you should be able to leave her for not being as fine as you used to be. I'm sorry.
Right,
if a woman can leave you for not being as sweet as you used to be, you should be able to leave her for not being as sexy as she used to be. I'm sorry.
And you just try to tell them what before it gets to, because if it gets to a point where it's like irreversible, then you're probably going to have to go, because it's like if you started out with a Hallie and then you ended up with a Gabby, you're going to be like, oh, okay. You're going to be like,
that's
oh, it's probably
a mess.
I'm going to have to bring you into the I'm going to have to bring you into the main house on that one. I like that. That's what I'm talking about. I'm the same way. First off, ladies, let me tell you this, and y'all won't say it, and I know why you won't say it, so I'm going to say it. It's not fair. Men, we can walk around the house and understand it's not fair. We like dealing with things that are fair. Women like dealing with things that just, they'll have a rule for A, and then we get to B, the rule will switch. Then we get to C, the rule will switch. So by the time we get to F, there's like 5-6 rules. And they've all switched, and there's no consistency. Oh, men, we like to keep consistency. If I can't cuss at you in an argument, fine, I won't cuss. But you can't turn around and start cussing at me and tell me, but I'm more mad than you were when you were cussing, so I have the right to cuss. That's what
I'm
women will do.
And I have hormones. I could do that because I got hormones. I can't.
Yes. Women will play that game with us. Women will explain away stuff, and you'll sit there and be shocked. A woman would, and Renee, you were throwing that at me because I was always saying to people, I'll go ahead and answer it. I've always been one where I said, if I work out with a woman, she's going to be paying me. I'm not working out with my girlfriend. So, Edward, you look different than me. I'm not working out with my girlfriend because you know what I like? It's like, Edward, you ever had your girl go shopping and come back with some stuff that you didn't get to see her pick out and then put it on, and you'd be like, wow, she is fine. And she put it on.
Stuff, Mike. You want to see the surprise of the work that she did on her own.
Thank you. Surprise parties are always more fun when you don't know about them. They're not that fun when you help and set it up. When you help and put all the work in it. You ain't surprised. Hell, I look at my daughter every day. I'm not. She don't look that much taller than me. When somebody mm-hmm. haven't seen in a while, they be like, "Man, she's shooting up."
Right, right.
Sometimes I want to feel like that. I want to feel like, "Wow, my daughter's getting tall," but I don't get that feeling because she just be the same size. Only time I realize is I look at the baby pictures. I'm like, "Damn, that was you."
Mm-hmm.
And
but,
so,
I mean, this is the last resort thing, what I'm talking about. I'm saying last resort, if she doesn't get the message on her own, I'll be the one to say, I want to save this relationship. Let's go out. I mean, I won't be exactly how I present it to her. It would be like, for some other reason, I want you to be healthy. I want you to live forever. Let's come out here and let's run together. As a last resort, not a first resort.
Oh, okay. See, and you thought I was going to ask something different, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I thought you were going to ask about something we said on chat about how a semi-fit guy wanting a fit girl.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. What was y'all talking about a fit girl? I want to know about this. What was the conversation?
When Juliana, I believe. Right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Juliana.
She was talking about her boyfriend and stuff like that. And I was like, well, can a guy that might have a one-pack be able to qualify? I mean, it's not a bad one pack. It could look like a three pack. It's odd numbers and everything. But but you want to know if you could get somebody like that got an eight pack or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was all.
Now, like I said, we were talking about that, and it's funny. And I love Juliana, but I've always said it's easy for me to tell you, oh, there's nothing wrong with fat girls, and every girl I date is fine. That's paying lip service. When people say, oh, Gabrielle is fine, she's beautiful, you ain't trying to eat more food to get her size. To me, that let me know you like what it is. You like what Puffy got. That's why you're trying to sleep with him to get some of it.
Oh, shit.
I like what Puffy got. That's why I'm trying to sign with him. You don't like, how you going to sit up there and say something nice about somebody that you wouldn't set foot around?
Oh, people just trying to be politically correct. They're just trying to be politically correct.
I hate PC. I'll take some pussy, but not no PC.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Edward, thanks for calling me. I'm going to get to the – well, I'm going to go ahead and do what I said I was going to do. Because I done held them on long enough. That's called a tease. And I've never been accused of that. But I will do that now. I tease my idea of what a man and what makes a man happy. And these are things that comes from my heart, my soul, my inner male. So you stop typing while I'm talking.
I'm telling everybody to listen closely.
You better don't tell them that. They know. They know. When I get this voice on right here. When I tell them, look down, look at your man. Now look at me. This is what I think truly makes a man happy. Be direct. Men love it when you're direct. We don't like to have to figure out what you're talking about. That shit ain't cool.
Dang.
Be up front. And people say, what's the difference between direct and up front?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. See, you know, you like how I know what you're going to think before?
Yeah, I do.
See, up front is different than direct. Because you can be direct but not be up front, meaning you want to say something but not say it when it needs to be said. Up front is saying it whenever it occurs. Whenever you're thinking. Yes, whenever you're thinking, where were you last night? Just ask me, where were you last night?
Not a week later.
Yeah, don't ask me stuff a week later, because I done forgot what lie I was going to tell you. If you ask me up front, I had a lie ready. Now you done waited a week, and I forgot what lie I was going to tell you. Now you done got me to, and everybody
stuttering.
I tell you, every man says, before he answers.
Forget about
everything
it.
Everything out was invalid.
Mm-hmm.
So we like for you to be upfront and direct.
Okay. All right.
We like for you to – we need rules set on us. I said that Wednesday. Most men actually need rules set on them because if they were raised with a good mom, that mom kind of coddled them. Good moms like their sons, like me and my daughter. I coddle my daughter because I'm her dad. And her mom will jump on her ass, but I'm her dad. But then women, they
can
do
I
a bad
ask
job.
A question? I got my hand raised up.
Go ahead. I see it.
with rules being set, because I can understand what you're saying, how do you set rules for a cheater? Or is it possible? Or is it just that you're going to end up setting rules, but just know that he's going to break them all?
You can't really set a rule. Well, first off, if he told you he a cheater, that's pretty honest. If you found out he a cheater, then I guess you found out for him cheating, and you can't set no rules. You got to set rules. People got to understand, you got to set rules for yourself. You can't set rules for other people. You have to set rules for yourself. I don't set rules for my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I set rules for myself, meaning if you ain't in the bed by 8:30, I'm whooping your ass. That's my rule. I don't care if she don't follow it. My rule is I'm whooping your ass. I don't set no rule for her to follow. I said the rule was for me to follow. See, when you set a rule, that's what people mess up. When you, again, I go back to what the girl told me. If you pull out a gun, you better be ready to shoot it. Don't pull out that gun to scare nobody. Don't pull out rules.
That's why I don't like ultimatums.
Don't pull out rule. I'm on a roll, so let me keep going because
I know
I've been
gone.
Forgotten.
I'm moving out the way.
Don't set rules. People, ladies, understand, don't set any rule that you're not willing to follow through with the consequence. Just shut your damn mouth if you're not. That's why when I know my ex, she was a cheater. When I realized that she's a cheater but her cooch was so good I wasn't going to leave, I just stopped setting rules. Why am I going to set rules with somebody I'm not going to leave? You better not have nobody call you after 10. The nigga call at 12:30 and I'm still there. Why did I set that rule? I set a rule for her to follow, not for myself to follow. you need to sit down as a woman and say what you are and are not going to take. Quit saying that you can work with people. I'm tired of people saying they got all these stringent rules, and then when they get broken, they say, well, you know, you got to work with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Then stop setting the rule. Understand that, too, you have to figure people out. Women don't understand this one thing that men understand. You never know someone. Whenever I hear these 35, 36, 37, 38, 40-something women tell me, you got to get to know a man. I'm like, you single. You know every man you used to date, and you still single. What people need to get is this. Men understand it. Most of the time when you're killed, who are you killed by? Somebody you know. Most of the time when you're molested, who are you molested by? Somebody you know. So quit talking about you need to know somebody. You won't know. Live by this ruling. You never know anyone until they get whatever they're trying to get from you. You don't know anyone until they get whatever they're trying to get from you. Do you understand what that means? Renee?
I'm here. I said, I had my other phone died on me. So, yes, I did understand what you meant.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know what that means, since I was talking to myself, I'll continue. Look down. Now look at me. What that means is this.
Mm-hmm.
It means that when you go into a situation and you're, oh, sorry, my daughter's jumped in my lap. When you go into a situation and, oh, shit, there's a lot of people on the phone call. I need to answer these phone calls. But
that was me.
Well, stop doing that. Why are you throwing me off like that? Now you,
I can't
find
my ear is at your mouth.
Anyway, why don't you tell me what you think I meant by what I said?
Repeat it one more time. No,
I
was in transition. Because first, I want to make sure I didn't miss anything. First was be direct. Second was be upfront. Third was set rules. And then you had four as.
I said you don't stop saying it's about what saying that you know you want to get to know somebody. And then when I said what I broke it down to was you don't know anyone until they get whatever they want from you. Let me explain that to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
What that means is this. If a job starts at 5 o'clock in the morning and you ain't used to getting up until 11, but you want that job because you need a job to pay your bills.
You're going
to
say that you can get up and you'll be there.
And all while you're interviewing, if the interview is at 4:30 every morning, for some reason you'll be able to make it probably at 4 o'clock and be 30 minutes early for that interview every morning. So if you judge the person off the interview, you'll think, wow, maybe they do really like coming here that early. But that's not true.
Right.
They want the
right
job. When you'll realize if they like coming at that time or not is when they've got a few paychecks and then they got some offers from some other companies. And that's what happens with your man. Or your man will say whatever it takes to sleep with you, and women know that, and they just fool you and fool themselves because it makes a woman feel like she has something over you when she made you wait around for 3 months. Then she can say to you, how are you going to leave me? I've waited. We've been together for 3 months. No, we haven't been together for 3 months. We weren't together until you slept with me.
Mm-hmm.
You can make me wait for 2 years. In a man's mind, I ain't been with you for 2 years. I've been with you from that day I slept with you because now I can start to look at you in an honest way. Once I've got everything from you, I can now honestly judge you. I can't judge you when there are things about you I don't know. I can't judge you when I don't know if you give good head. I can't judge you if I mean, there are too many factors that a person doesn't know. So what people need to understand is you never know anyone because you would still be with who you were with before if knowing somebody mattered. And then this idea of friendship. Women keep saying they want a man to be their friend. Men don't say that. Men know we got a homeboy that we tell him everything. We tell him about the time we had to go to the clinic and we were itching and we were scared. We don't want to tell you that.
That's true.
Your best friend is the person that you can tell anything and they will remain your friend. Your best friend is supposed to be the person you tell, dog, I gave another dude head one day, and he's still your friend.
You
can't tell your
girl
that.
But, okay,
ahead.
You can't. And matter of fact, there's some things I don't want you to tell. I don't want you to tell me that time you went to Daytona and you gave four people head.
Really?
I don't want to know that. But
well,
I know you've done it.
Well,
every girl
got
a rocky past.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've heard a girl tell me one time we was having a discussion. I just thought it was going to be a good conversation. I was like, you know, I like a threesome. She's like, I had a threesome too. I was like, really? She said, with two dudes. I said, damn it. This is not what I was thinking. So sometimes when you say something, you're saying to guys, we don't want you to be our best friend. We want to believe what we believe. We know you got a past. We don't want to know about it. We only want to know about the past that's helpful to us, not hurtful to us. Have you ever noticed that men are quick to talk about their past sex, but if you talk about yours, he get mad?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you women this. If a man will allow you to talk about your past sexual experiences and it doesn't bother him, it means he does not like you. He's not interested in you. He just wants to sleep with you. Because no man that likes you honestly wants to hear you talk incessantly about what you did with your past mate. He wants to think that he somehow convinced you into having sex. That's what we want to do. But I try my best to try to talk to people. I'm going to pull up one last call before we go into the after show. And this call is 678-592. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, man? It's Jeremiah.
What's up, Jay?
Hey, Jeremiah.
How y'all doing?
Doing good, man. Now, since you're a man, and that's what we like, we got a lot of men, and we got some that's really want to talk on the after show, too, so I can't wait to get in that. But I want you to tell me, what do you believe makes you happy as a man?
It's a lot that made me happy because I'm real low key. I'm really not hard to please, but real talk, just a person that show love, you know, give me everything that I could give them. But the last thing you said, I don't believe I had to touch base on that.
Don't make me cut you off now.
Said,
go ahead, tell me how you believe I'm wrong.
Because when you was talking about how, you know, a man listen to a woman and if a woman tell him everything, what you say, if a woman could tell them last past experiences with sex, then a man just care for a woman with sex, right?
You do not want the mother of your, yes, you do not want the mother of your child telling you she just fucked four people. I'm sorry. I don't believe that a man who really is interested in a woman will listen to that story and still be able to look at her as a church-going person,
mm-hmm.
even if she said it was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But go ahead, tell me
with
why you
people,
think that.
With four people, I can understand you saying with four people. I must push one at that time. With four people, I can understand.
See, that's all I meant. I mean, if you had a horrible past, see, a man, we won't get mad at you or not want to marry you if you tell us, oh, I used to make love to my husband, and, you know, there was candles everywhere, and it was beautiful, and the unicorn came through the window. And
oh, my God.
If you say all that, we won't get offended. But if you say, shoot, I used to suck my man dick every night, and he would come in my face, I rub it in like Noxzema. That's why my skin is so pale.
Oh, wow.
But you could expect that from a woman, though. Me, I can expect that from, because if I'm not the woman's first, if I'm not the woman's last, I can expect the woman doing all that in the bed. I can expect the woman when I come into a relationship.
Yeah, but do you want to hear it? Yeah, that's all I'm asking.
Uh-uh.
As far as hearing it, I don't ask a woman her sexual past. It's none of my business. That's your sexual past. But what you bring to the bed, I can imagine you probably done already did it.
Yeah, but we, you know, men, again, we're simple, like children. And once you do something to us, we know in the back of our minds, yes, you've done it from someone else. But a woman does a good job of making us feel like there was something so special about me that made you do this. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I see.
Women
see
will make you feel like this is I never knew somebody. You know, I normally don't sleep with people when I first meet them and just give them head and they homeboy. But it's something about you that makes
Golly. But can I say something to that?
Say something to that.
Because what you said is true. And I will say, because certainly since having this show, there's a lot of other things that I've heard about that I did not know existed that I've certainly opened my, you know, horizons to that I probably wouldn't have before. You know, I still have yet to do them, but I am, you know, curious to do them. So a lot of times you certainly don't want to hear all of that.
Well, Jeremiah, I want you to stay on. I want you to stay on. Renee, I want you to stay on. I was going to kick you off, but I'll let you stay on.
Oh, wow.
This has been Your World, My Views. Again, if you want to get on the after show, you got to call in right now, because if you're not on, it's about to cut off in about 30 seconds. Today, we talked about what makes your man happy. And basically, what makes your man happy may not make every man happy. But there are a lot of things in life that will make him very happy, which are things like directness, upfrontness. Keep your mouth closed about who you done gave your nest to. And make sure that you look down, look up, look back down, look at your man, look at me. And that's what you'll get to make your man happy. This is Thomas Sotomayor. We'll see you Monday from, damn it, now we're in the after show.
Vino Libra.
Yeah, but we in the after show now. They didn't get to hear it. All they heard was from. Dun, 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 dun. They didn't get to hear nothing.
I don't like the answer phone.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I like this. We ain't been hearing this in a while.
I may have shit my pants.
I may have shit in his pants.
Moist towelette.
He said, do you have a moist towelette? All right. But Jeremiah, I see you still there. Jeremiah, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you, man. My bad on that, man. I was going to say
right.
You started talking on the same.
Now, there's nothing wrong. I have been wrong, but I just can't remember what year that was.
Oh, God.
No, because, you know, us men, we want to keep an image of our woman that nobody has ever fucked her, nobody's ever made her do anything crazy. And when you, like you said, Tommy, when she do it, you want to feel like you the reason, and she's so in love with you, that's why she's doing it.
Exactly.
Oh,
I think that was Edward.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm still learning your voice. Okay.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to be a bad thing. That could be a good thing.
Where?
I just don't. I don't ever want to hear it. I might flip and say something about my sex life, but it just doesn't work for both ways.
I don't mind.
Because
some of y'all like hoes.
Oh, God. No, that's not it. If somebody says that they had good sex with their ex, they're looking forward to you making it great. That's the challenge. Everything shouldn't
but
be
look
easy.
That's for me.
That's
but look,
I don't
want to
know you had. First off, I'm going to say
Renee?
This. Hold on, Tiffany. I'm going to say this. And then I want Renee to finish up. I'm going to say this, Tiffany. I don't want to hear about you and your husband and how he used to put it down to the point of where you couldn't get a divorce because you wanted to still give to him. That ain't no shit a man want to hear. There's a difference between I used to have sex with my husband, not even though this nigga cheated and would leave me, I still couldn't get away from that dick because it was so good. Come on, dog. Who want to come behind that? As a man, when we walk into sex for the first time, we already wondering if we good. We got to make sure we good, because what was good to the last chick might not be good for you. That's why y'all don't have no pressure on y'all technically when y'all having sex with us for the first time. We got a major pressure, because one, we trying to make sure we last longer than 2 seconds.
and we wondering if the 12 inches will do.
Yes. Sitting up there thinking, shit, boy, she talked about that man. She might have been dating Mr. Marcus.
Oh, whatever. But at the same time, Thomas, how you said you want women should be, not girls, women should be upfront and direct. But
that
so
has nothing to do with what you did. Do you know what upfront means? What does upfront mean? In front of your ass.
Oh, my God, you're going to make me slam this laptop. I know what it means. I'm just saying, if I tell you if what we experienced together, or if I tell you how you were, there's no need for you to wonder how great or in comparison to the last person. I've just told you how good you were, how bad
but
you
were.
So that's what I'm saying.
Was,
I understand
minute,
you,
you
don't want to hear it,
he
but
was,
I'm just saying.
Uh-uh. Let me just tell you, again, that's the difference between a man and a woman. Let me give you a logical explanation. If you told me I was good, and then you told me he was, wait a minute, and then you told me he was so good that even after he fucked up, he still got it. Who do you think is better?
Well, fuck up and then you'll see. If I come back to your ass, then you know, hey, you going to be on past him because I done divorced his ass and I'm still fucking with you. Damn.
I don't mean that. No, no. Renee, go ahead and tell her what. Tell her how she wrong. Tell her.
Well, I'm just saying.
And then tell
her
fuck you at the end of it.
You know,
I know,
because
get that
look at
Tiffany.
I don't like that word. But
you like having it done to you, though.
No, I will not knock that. Yes, I do.
The
F word, because sometimes during it, I'm tempted to say it out. But anyway. Lord, I lost my train of thought. Oh, no, I was saying, honestly, I mean, really, he just said it. I don't want to hear about his exes and what the heck she did and how she, you know, was dripping all over his mouth and how she was always wet.
Yeah, that was my ex.
I mean, and his
damn.
Her boobs were so big and all of
but
that.
But that's
crap.
Why she's an ex. I mean,
well,
do you know my
true.
Ex?
Well, that's true, but I'm all I'm saying is no man, unfortunately, and that may be a bias of men versus women, but men do want to have a level of you are sweet and you're together and you're untouched, just like there are men that believe that women don't pass gas and that they don't poop, you know. We know certainly that you do, but they want to have that element.
Well, let me tell you why it's like that. Let me tell you why it's like that. Because we, this is Edward, as men, we have like an auto switch on. And it's like we can't stop the way our brain thinks, you know. And it's like once that information is in there, it's going to be blocking the whole, for the rest of the time you're with that person.
I understand everybody thought I was just speaking my opinion because it's it doesn't bother me if my
Tiffany, hold on, stop it. Let me say something to you. I think there needs to be a reminder. The show is called What Makes Men Happy, not What Makes Tiffany Happy.
I'm sorry. Well, let me can I say something too real quick
I'm
on
done.
That? Tiffany, and I'm gonna speak from experience. I'm speaking from experience because I don't really have a seedy sex, you know, past. I don't, honestly. I really don't.
You could call Renee Johnny Apple how seedy her past is.
But I will tell you truthfully that the one seediest, and my hands are doing quotation marks, the one seediest thing that I did at that time when I did meet a man and I was honest and I did, when he asked the question, I thought, let me give a truthful answer. And that answer backfired. I mean, it was as if I said that I had done a gangbang with 800 men. Because
you don't need 800
to
have a big gangbang.
No, I know, but I'm just saying. He did.
All you
moment.
Need is a pinch hitter. All you need is another dude to step in the batter's box while one is already there. That is a gangbang.
All I'm saying is that I still hear about that episode to this very day. So sometimes, unfortunately, yes, they want you to be truthful and direct, but that kind of crap, keep to yourself, because it's not going to do you any justice.
Gotcha. All right, then.
Like I said, we can't help it either. We can't help it. We imagining somebody coming all over your face and then kissing you while we're kissing you.
And it's
after
not
you. Told
you.
Us that.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
I gotcha. It's one of those
and let me tell, and let me give you guys a great example of it. Do you remember the movie The Best Man?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Example.
Yes, the best man. He found out that he slept with the dude has slept with his girl. His friend has slept with his girl. Well, the problem is, if you notice how every time he thought about them having sex, it was dude was hitting it from behind and she was loving it. Chances are the one time they had sex, it wasn't like that. But that's not how we're going to think about it. And that's why it hurts us so much. Because she could have literally been laying there and been like, this sex is super whack. I hope it's over with. It could have been real quick. But we don't think it was this long, sweaty affair where he was doing right. everything to you, known the man. So keep your damn mouth closed. We don't need to hear that. We know you're active because you're trying to meet us off the internet and fuck. So we know you like fucking. That's all we need to know. We don't need to know nothing else. We don't need to know how often you used to sleep with your man. Because now, like Edward said, it's going to be stuck in our minds. And you don't want a man to think of you sexually first, because if he thinks of you sexually first, that's all he's going to want from you.
Yeah, you're out of the wifey category.
Yep.
Plus, a man has a mental comparison. He has a mental checklist, and he certainly doesn't want the pressure of constantly having to wonder if he's measuring up to all these other people that you've had in the past.
Especially if it's your damn baby's daddy. Why am I going to want to know every time you go drop the child off at your baby daddy, this nigga was able to break you down before to the point where you couldn't divorce him without giving it back to him? Come on, dog. You go where I won't let you drop my Johnny off on Jamarcus' house. Hell no, I'm going to do it. Let Jamarcus call the house. I'll cuss his ass out. Jamarcus, didn't I tell you to quit calling?
Brought
yourself down. You know Jamarcus know he got 12 inches, so he gonna be saying something out of line. Yeah, you just mad because I fucked the shit out your girl. That's what you're mad about. Quit being mad, nigga, with the little dick ass. She told me.
I'm gonna keep my damn mouth closed then. All right then, moving right along.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Renee, for breaking it down to me. Thank you, guys, all the men, for your advice, your opinions, your direction.
Well, you're certainly
no
welcome.
Problem.
Thomas, Matt.
I think the thing to walk away with is that men are simple, and it's just don't complicate every situation, or whether it's big or small. It's always simple.
Yeah, no pun intended. But because the funny thing is, well, first off, Renee, go ahead and ask the question you were going to ask.
Well, I wasn't really going to ask a question. I was going to ask
well,
you.
Well, then shut up then.
I was going to, I wanted to take a moment and say, not for applause or anything, that when I came up with this idea of the show, this particular episode, I think a lot of times we women don't give men the opportunity to speak. We always speak for them. And I hope, okay, get it together over there. I hope that this show was really informative for women because we need to step back sometimes and not act like we know it all. Not if we want to be in a long-term relationship. And I really like the fact that what Thomas, when you broke down the different, however many numbers you gave of the different things that women need to do or that men would make men happy, because it seemed like something that we need on a continuous basis. Mm-hmm. The way that you spoke, that honesty, even if that's a segment in and of itself, that's needed in order for our relationships to be better and to be whole. And that will in turn make our community better.
And the thing is whenever people hear me say, you know, this is what makes men happy, I know women always act standoffish at first when I say that because they think I'm going to say something that's very chauvinistic and something that's kind of difficult to achieve. But if you listen, the things I said were very simple and direct. They're easy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're not things that you look at and are like, wow, I can't do that.
Right.
Being trying to be logical is not simple for everyone because that's something you have to grow into. But just understand that your man does not take minutia very well. And Edward and Jeremiah, you might be able to help me on this one. if a woman's discussion becomes real long and it doesn't get to the point quickly, we'll tune them out.
Right.
Yep. And then they try to ask us, well, what did I just say? Or were you listening?
Oh, boy.
And then we got to pretend like we knew to get out of that situation.
But I didn't think anything that you said, Thomas, was chauvinistic or male. Like, okay. I agree with Renee. I think.
What about me?
Who was that?
Edward. That was Edward.
Oh, I'm sorry,
the
Edward.
The four things that I said.
I'm sorry, Donna. I agree.
I agree. I was just wondering if it was chauvinist or not.
Oh, no, not what you said either. I always take the opposite sex wording as direction, not a live by guide, because if I'm looking for a relationship with somebody, obviously I want to know from a male point of view, so I accept it all equally. I wanted to agree with Renee in saying, and it's something that we should want to hear on a continuous basis, but it's so hard to get that from your partner if it's not a person that gives it, like how Thomas just openly gave that because that's part of the show. What if your mate is not that open into letting you know what makes him happy? Is there a way to pull that up? Huh?
Well, see, that's why I came in. You're right. If he's not open to telling you what makes him happy, then you have an issue. How do you get around that issue? Probably leave him and get somebody else. No, I was just kidding.
I was going to say, hey, don't you never tell him to leave it, man.
No.
You experiment with things.
Yeah, like you bring another chick in the relationship. Just be like, you know, I want to have this threesome. That pretty much will get him to talk to you. Anytime you give your man a threesome, he will open up to you. Y'all think I'm lying? Give your man a threesome. He'll be like, wow, she is so open to stuff. Let me tell her something else.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's why I say men are very much spoon-fed. If you give them a mile, they'll be happy to take a mile and 3 inches next time. You know.
Ain't going to stick.
I know Thomas.
At all.
Oh, God. No.
I'm going to let you know that ain't going to stick at all. You will not be able to sell not one T-shirt with that.
I'm not trying to sell
that
T-shirts.
That girl said, if you give them a mile, they'll take a mile and 3 inches.
A mile and a half. Nope. You know what I mean.
Listen, hold on. Let me give you the saying. The saying is, if you give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Yeah.
And the purpose of the saying is that if you give them a little bit of room, you will open the floodgates.
Yeah.
So you said if you give a man a lot of room, he'll just take a full step.
Yeah, I know. Never mind. Especially when we just talked about words and tonguing and the other night, so yeah, be careful what I say.
Tonguing? Who was you talking to? That wasn't me.
The tongue. What? I don't even have nothing to say to that.
It's all right. You want to get on tonguing. Now, we had a lot of people online, but I don't know if they just listening, which a lot of people doing that. They get in the after show, and it is fun, and I guess they just want to get in and listen. But we have all these callers. We got like 16 callers, and ain't nobody saying nothing.
I don't be knowing if I'm in the queue or not. I don't hear my, like when I talk, I don't think nobody hear me, so I'll just be quiet.
Out of it, Jeremiah. I used to be that way too.
Well, whenever I get talk, whenever I start talking, everybody else is in queue. You can try to say something. I just drown it out, apparently. But Renee, do you want to try a roll call? Because I see the people, and I don't really know what I mean.
I can't see anybody anymore.
I was just saying, do you want to try a roll call and see if they're there? Anybody that has not been speaking, would you like to say something? There's been we got me, Jeremiah, Tiffany, Edward, and Renee. Who else is there? Do you want to speak,
Nicole,
or do you just want to? Nicole.
Yeah,
all right, Nicole.
Nicole.
All right, who else is on the line?
Keith is here.
Who?
Oh, Keith.
Pikachu.
Keith is here.
Pikachu.
Damn, Pikachu. Damn.
I have a question for the men.
Let me see about those people. Hold on. Let me get some of those people who haven't spoken yet. Let them speak. We don't want them to just say we here. They talk about cool. Now shut up.
Certainly not.
You know what I'm saying? We just want to make sure your ass was listening. Nicole, what do you think about the things that I said? Do you think there's some truth in them? Do you think there's a lot of fallacy in them? Would you like to have sex with me? I'm sorry.
Not today, maybe tomorrow. But
Well, we only got an hour, 40 minutes.
Listen, no, I just got on like right. I was getting off work, so I didn't hear everything. So I'm just kind of listening and trying to catch up with what's going on. So I really don't.
Well, I like talking, so I don't mind repeating myself, but let me give you the Cliff Notes version. Basically, what I said is to make a man happy, first off, men are simple. Second off, there's four things to make a man happy. One, being upfront. Two, being honest and logical. Three, making sure. Huh?
You said direct.
Honest, logical, or direct, whatever way you want to word it. I don't write shit down. Everything I say is literally just me talking. Which is something I need to do anyway. Write some shit down. Just give some direction. Because I just get on sidebars. Like, oh, anyway, I'm sorry.
Stay on track.
And then I talked about the idea of, like, men don't like to really hear about your past. And Tiffany was arguing about that. Because Tiffany was like, look, I'm a hoe. And I'm going to tell a nigga I'm a hoe up front.
Ooh.
And I was like, don't do that, Tiffany. She was like, fuck that. If he don't like to know it, then fuck him too. And she, and you know, we had to really cut her off. We had to ban her for a week.
Whatever, and you know I'm going to get some straightening behind that, because number one, I wouldn't even tell no. First of all, if I was a hoe, I would be. Number two, I'm not no hoe, so don't be saying that I said that.
You better not write no books no time soon.
I don't plan
to. Girl
I'm
said,
not, I'm
that
not.
Girl said, first of all, if I was a hoe, I would. Wow.
I'm a little bit. Under
next week, more. Oh. Next week, more mental gems from LaTiffany.
Oh,
you give a man a mile, he'll take a inch.
Oh, stop! Damn, get off me tonight, man. Dang.
I'm gonna have to ask you to write down what you're gonna say before you go.
Will do. Taking a mental note of that.
And make sure you let somebody proofread that shit, because you might write like you talk.
It won't be you with all them typos you have in your post.
No.
Uh-oh.
Look here, that was the first time you saw some typos, Miss Shorthand.
Ooh.
You be putting stuff on when you be talking, I don't know what the hell you be saying. That girl make a whole paragraph be three letters. I'm like,
that's
what kind
right.
of shorthand is that?
You got to keep it short, simple, and sweet for the people that you're trying to get a point to when they ain't, you know, up there on your level and stuff. So I try and throw my three paragraphs in two lines for you. So that's why I shorthand.
And I want to pause for a second because I don't want Nicole to lose her train of thought because I'm curious to see what she had to say.
Yeah,
Nicole, Renee just told you she's curious.
Well, I didn't get you. You was going to tell me the fourth thing, but then, you, as usual, you got off track. So I don't know what the fourth thing was.
But Tiffany did it. The fourth thing was that was the third. That was the third thing. She got that one. The fourth one, well, it was the fourth, but I only gave her three. The third thing was allow that man his space. Allow that man to be who he is. If he watched football on Sunday, don't be okay with that while we dating. And then decide you're no longer okay with that because you want me to go to your parents' house on Sundays now and I watch too much football. We don't like the fact that women will change like that. Women will change from A to F when we think it should be the same. Women will decide that, well, I'll do this to get him. But once I got him, he should change. I've heard plenty of women say, well, once I get him, he'll stop doing that. That's not necessarily
true.
No,
I don't believe that. I mean, you know, he is who he is, you know, and you kind of have to, you know, you either going to go with it or you're not because you know what you're getting into. I feel like if I was following any of that, I probably would have a man right now, but I'm not.
Right.
And as far as, dang, you made me forget. As far as telling him about my past and who I had sex with, I just kind of, as far as I'm concerned, I just play like I ain't never did nothing and let him feel like he's the first, you know, and
exactly.
kind of let that be that. That's how I handle it, because I figure if I tell him too much, you know, then he'll be looking at me a little funny, you know, and I feel like he needs to get to know me, you know, for who I am first, you know, and then I get him in the bed and turn him out, you know, and then he can go, oh, shit, you know, later, you know. But as far as all the other stuff, I mean, you do have to allow him to have his space and let him just be who he is. You know, you just step back and kind of just, you know, you have to just look at the situation or the person, you know, and kind of let them lead. Especially, I think, with a man, you have to let him lead, and then you can kind of see how you need to deal with him to keep him happy, you know. So.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, what do you do to keep, when you with a man, what would a man expect from Nicole? What does she do to make a man happy?
Usually, I mean, the type of person that I am, if I'm with somebody, usually I just do the normal stuff, you know. He just doesn't really want for anything, you know. I make sure he's okay, you know what I'm saying? If he's here at my house and he's hanging out with me, you know, I make sure he's fed or whatever. I make sure if he wants to watch whatever, that's fine with me. I just kind of give him space, you know, and just let him lead how it's going to be. You see what I'm saying? I just kind of let him lead and then see how it goes.
Okay. No, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that's just how I am. I kind of just let him lead. I mean, you know, I guess after you get to know a person and you kind of get into, I won't say a routine, but when you're kind of trying to understand each other, you know, you have to allow that type of space to so y'all can fall in together, you know, to see if y'all have things in common and stuff like that. So I just kind of lay back in the cut and see, let him lead with conversation and stuff like that, because I feel like, to me, a good relationship is being comfortable, being in a comfortable silence where we don't always have to feel like we're talking, you know, because I understand that men don't like to do a lot of talking. You know, some do, some don't. It just depends on the one that you're with. Like my ex, he don't do a lot of talking. It's real short sentences with him, and he's back off into whatever else he's thinking about, which that's just how it was. You know, we didn't mm-hmm. do a whole bunch of talking on the phone and all that kind of stuff. So I never expected that kind of stuff from him because I knew that's how he was. If I'm talking to a man and I know that he likes to talk, then that's, you know, then I can fall in with that. But if he don't do a whole bunch of talking, then I can fall into that too. It just depends. It just depends on the person. You have to judge each person on an individual basis.
Okay, okay. Now I want to go to Pikachu. Pikachu, are you still there? All right, Pika, what do you do to make your Pokemon trainer happy?
But isn't that Kevin?
Generally, I dress up like a large Japanese kanji character.
Oh, okay.
We're talking to Mr. Oriental himself, the Japanese gentleman.
You're an idiot.
Keith, what? You listen to these women.
My bad.
Oh, who's that?
No, I had his name on. My apologies.
Okay. Keith, you listen to the lady. And they all had their thoughts. And I'm going to read a couple things to you. I've been getting the basic consensus of people sending stuff to me. And women keep saying, it's like they understand it, I guess. But women keep saying this when they were responding. One woman says, good cooking, great head, let him lead the way. Another lady said, good sex, submissive, good cooking. Miss Smith said, an open range full of cows and free milk.
Probably the most right.
Yeah,
now,
right.
The one white girl that responded, let me see if y'all can guess what the white girl said that you got to do to keep your man happy.
Yeah. Probably just shut up, be quiet, Nikki, all day.
No, she said, give him a good damn blowjob. White girls will suck your dick to make you happy. When they really like you, that's what they're going to do. I'm gonna suck Tommy's dick different than I suck Bobby.
That's all you gonna
really
do
like for. Yeah, but she gonna. You've been sitting around a white girl. Here's what I love about white girls. You can be sitting at the house with him. She will bend over. This is the first time you've been over the house. She will literally get on her knees while you sit on the couch, unzip your pants, and give you the Popeye treatment. And you'll be like, wow, this is terrific. With a black girl, probably the first couple of times, you might have to just go and stick it in her face, or y'all have had that set up first.
Wow.
You got to have talked about it up front or just stick it in her face, because she ain't going to just blow you down off top while you just sitting there watching Grey's Anatomy. There's something you want.
Wow.
I'm just throwing hints out there, ladies. I'm just throwing hints out there. Everyone.
Well, you know, at least two of those three things that the women are generally saying are correct. I mean, food and sex. I mean, that's. I mean,
hold up, Keith. Hold up, Keith.
What?
You went inside the Twilight Zone. It sounds like you turn your motorcycle on and start talking through the tailpipe. Fuck, are you talking in a Harley?
Told Keith to go in that corner and spin around on one leg. Trying not to do it.
Oh, man.
All right, Keith. What is that? What are you talking to me on, Keith? Is it a string and a can?
No, I'm talking on Skype, but I guess the...
He's in Japan right now.
Yeah, well, Skype or no Skype. Skype or no Skyping.
Okay, let me try something.
I'm going to let you three-way me. I'm going to let you three-way me because this is not work. Skype is the worst thing ever invented, apparently.
Three-way you? That sounds a little kinky. Yeah, Thomas.
Yeah, hey.
Uh-huh.
Am I still coming through weird?
Yeah.
Hey, you're still talking through the Harley tailpipe.
Close down some of your programs. See if that helps.
Yeah, turn off some of your shit. Pay your bill.
Oh.
It always works for me.
Oh,
just,
my God. Are you doing anything different?
Yeah,
no.
He ain't doing
nothing different. He just keep thinking if he wait a second, it'll change.
Write it in chat, Keith.
Okay, I'll write it in chat.
Oh, I'm gonna tell y'all about that. Men are simple again. I have a fan one of those little the helper filter fans that's real quiet and it turn around, it blow good out, you make it feel good. I have one of them.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know what the hell happened to it, but when I pressed the button to turn it on, it didn't do shit. Just the light came on. The light that lets you know it's on, but it didn't do nothing. What did I do? Wait a second, then press it again to see if it come on. And I did this for about 15 minutes. Honestly, I swear to God.
Oh,
I
my
kept
God.
I kept saying eventually it will come on. That's what a man does. It'll come on. That's what your man did. Tiffany, let me tell you. When you broke up with your man, isn't that what he did? He figured eventually you'd come back.
We're not going to talk about my ex. We already scratched that subject already. I don't want to go back there.
I said we ain't going to talk about fucking your ex.
Okay, so what's the question? Did I do what now?
I said, did your man ever do you the same way? Like, he just figured eventually you'd come back. Even when he did wrong, he just figured eventually you'd come back.
Yes.
That's what men do. We think life will always be the way it is. We'd like it to always be the way it is. It's simple that way.
The way y'all want it to be.
Yes.
I got Keith's answer. He said
you got
that
a question or his answer?
His answer. He said we
okay.
want food, sex, and I'm sure he meant for you not to make them feel stupid.
Tell him we probably also want you to have a good internet connection.
He said I thought my Skype would make me less ghetto.
A man that pay his bills on time make me happy.
Well, Keith, yes, you were wrong. That's all right, though. He can keep doing what we do as men, just wait a second and jump in. Now, Who are all those people you were talking to, Renee? I didn't get a chance to chat with them. Who, they had self-guided. Somebody in there told me I was handsome. I thought that was a lie.
Boy.
What's that?
Oh, I don't know all of the people, but self-guided was there, and there was a Michelle McGee. They both added me. And I don't know everybody else because I had to keep going back and forth, so I'm not quite sure.
They added
They had a little, yeah, as friends on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
But they
what was your question you was going to ask?
Oh, well, I just wanted from you guys, from your standpoint, I mean, I know that Thomas and Edward gave their numbers of things or tips, but I wanted to know what is it that you would say is a hindrance of women? Like, what frustrates you about women where it would make what thing could be changed that would make it a lot better or easier
games.
In your relationship?
No games. Keep the games out of it. Like last week when you were talking about you you didn't call me. I didn't call you for 3 days.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was just saying.
Why is everybody
call
calling me tonight?
Oh, I didn't know you
Damn.
Said it. I didn't know you said it. I was just saying in general. Those games are the beginning of the end.
Well, let me ask you on that note, though. On that note, and I don't mean to divert, but just for a moment. Are you, and then the rest of the men certainly join in, are you guys typically the guys that...
That's how Renee like it.
Are you guys typically the guys that would... leave a woman in wonderment as to where she stands in your life, or would you have a problem like the whole I love you issue that we also talked about the last show? Or do you have a problem with saying that?
Well, you know, the situation I was telling you about earlier when like in the middle of sex you asked me that type of question. And,
yeah, well, that's
and
crazy.
Like, so, I mean, she and that was after like 2 weeks, so... I love it.
Damn.
So I was like, actually, I probably left her in wonderment because I never saw her since she left before I was able to finish. I was done after that.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good answer. Jeremiah?
I'm pretty straightforward. I mean, I just let them know, like, it is what it is. I'm straightforward. I don't play no games. I mean, like, if you ask me a question, I tell you the truth. People don't like to hear the truth. A lot of women like to hear a lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell them the truth, and they look like a a-hole at the end of the day. I mean, but it's cool. I mean, I don't care.
No, but, you know, I eventually told her. She called me, like, what, a month later and asked me what happened, and I told her what happened. I'm like, you can't leave me hanging like that. And then she understood what happened.
Keith chimed in for you guys who aren't in chat. He said, women don't like straight talk. Many women hate you more. All right.
Wow. I can say this. I can say this from my experience. Women take the truth as a challenge. And the reason why is because they don't hear it very often. So a lot of guys will be surprised when they find out that if you tell a woman the truth, she will handle that truth a lot different and will probably treat you a lot better. So I'm going to disagree because I'm a liar. And I lie because I like it. Because it's convenient.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you up front, it is convenient. When I go to work late and I know it's because I overslept, it ain't convenient for me to say that. Not if I want to keep my job. So there was traffic. There was a tractor trailer turned over on 285. And he like, but sir, you live off 20. I know. See, that's how I love to respond. I'm wrong. I just tell you, I know, right?
That's different in a relationship, though, Thomas, because if you lie, then I'm not saying that happens, but I'm just saying, but do you look at or have you in the past looked at your partner when they've told a lie, or you just accept the fact that, hey, shit, I lie, you lie, hell, we all lie, stop asking me questions, I'll stop asking you questions?
Well, I try not to ask too many questions because I know about getting lied to. So, but I will ask questions, and I just look at it as if you rob a bank, if you get caught, there are consequences, and you knew it before you robbed the bank. People who lie, you shouldn't tell them that they should or shouldn't lie. There should be consequences. Like I said, women need to quit putting demands on people and start putting demands on themselves. Do you know why people put demands on you? Because they know they can't do it themselves. That's the honest truth. They know that you don't have to tell somebody, if you cheat on me, I'm going to leave. Why the fuck would you need to tell somebody that up front? That's stupid. You know what they'll do that will cause you to leave. You shouldn't have to tell somebody, if you molest my child, I'm putting you out. You would never think to say that to somebody, right? They should know better. And if you got to tell them up front, if you molest my child, that means you think they'll molest anyway. So you're a bad parent if you put them around your child. If you think I'll cheat, either you deal with the fact that you're not going to look and you're going to date me not looking, or don't date me. But quit putting dumbass demands on people that you can't back up. Don't be in Atlanta talking to no hoes, and you live in California. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes sense.
It's the dumbest thing in the world to say that to somebody. Only person you hurting is you.
Yeah.
Most of the things we say to other people, the only person that's getting hurt is us. We're putting ourselves in a position to get lied to. We old enough now that we know we done fucked around on somebody, we done had somebody fuck around on us. We done lied to somebody, we done had somebody lie to us. That's life. My daughter loved me to death. It don't mean she don't love me that she lied to me. It's only me and her in the damn house, the damn chips on the floor. Alex, did you knock them chips on the floor? No, Daddy. Really? A nigga came in this house, knocked chips off the counter, and left. Yes, Daddy.
Oh, Alex.
So my point is, but it doesn't mean she doesn't love me. She's testing her boundaries. From the time we were little, we tested our boundaries. When the motherfucker told us we got to be at work at 8:30, we were there every day until that probation period was over. When that 90 days was over, we started showing up at 8:31, 8:35, 8:40. Then them fucked around and told one of our friends, shit, I can show up at any time. They don't care. I done told plenty of women that laid up in the bed with them because I don't want to leave, knowing good damn well I got to be at work on time because they already worn my ass. Baby, you got to get up, baby, and go to work. Shit, I'm the man up there. I run that place. I run IBM. You do? Yeah, the I stand for Thomas.
Oh, God.
My goodness.
That's what men do.
Goodness.
You do that with your family. Family be telling your dumb ass, your mama done bailed you out of jail 3 times, talking about did the last time. Shut up. You're not threatening me because it's the honest last time. You're threatening me because you hope I don't go back, because you don't want me to go back. And that's what people mess up doing. Don't threaten people hoping to get a result. Threaten people daring to get a result. That's what you need to do. Threaten a motherfucker daring a result. You ever seen that cartoon where the man say, don't step across this line, and the man step across it, so he write another one? That's what we do when we sit up there and put these ultimatums on people. We writing lines, and that person saying, shit, let me dust this line off and see if they make another one.
Exactly.
They testing your ass. Whenever you see me walk up with the number 2 pencil and Scantron, you know what's going on. You about to get tested.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I fought a nigga in high school like that one time. It was funny as hell. We went outside, and I just gave him a number 2 pencil and Scantron.
Oh,
he said, what you doing this for? And I punched him in the face.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
I was always a witch child. That was funny as hell, too. We were standing out there. I just gave him the number 2 pencil and Scantron. He told me, what the hell you give me that? Bam.
Did he whoop your ass for that?
No, he didn't. He hit the ground, and everybody started laughing.
Oh my gosh.
I speak it over him. I said, that's what you get for testing me. Now I'm testing your ass.
Do you know what was going on though?
No, we had had an argument earlier, and he told in front of people told me how he was gonna whoop his ass, whoop my ass, and he knew I was in a position where I wasn't gonna sit there and fight him. You know, niggas get extra hard when it's 400 people and the teachers and everybody around. It's easy to tell me to come on then.
He's gonna tell me, I dare you to fight me.
Yeah, he told me I dare you to fight me standing in front of the police precinct.
Oh my god.
Talking about I back down. No, I got common sense.
Oh my gosh. Horrible.
That's why or you had that homeboy that I had a friend like that and I couldn't stand his ass. Every time we out in public, this nigga wanna start arguing with other people because he know we there. We trying to holler at women. And he done got into some kind of argument, and we hear him yelling off in the corner, "Fuck you, nigga!" But
oh,
he really trying to give us a signal that his ass in trouble. I said, "Fuck you, nigga!"
Overcome.
I'm over in the corner, and this nigga's in my face, and I just said, "Fuck you, nigga! Come on, y'all hear me?" Damn. That's what get me mad about that. I have to stop hanging around people like that. A lot of us get in fights because of somebody else. They convicted this, and I'm sure, I don't know if Jeremiah, you and you, Keith, and Edward are in the football, but Darren Williams used to play for the Denver Broncos, the cornerback who got shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got shot and killed because Brandon, he got killed in, I think it was 2004. He got shot and killed because Brandon Marshall, who's a receiver, was cussing some local boy out and dissing him and talking about how much money they got. So Brandon Marshall's still alive playing football. Darren Williams is dead, and he didn't say nothing.
Wow.
I want to hang out with him, boy. I had a, well, he wasn't even my friend. I had a friend. Well, I had a partner like that at first, I guess you want to say. And then we went to the club one time. He started talking reckless. I was like, man, you can't do that, man. We come here to have fun. You can't be doing all that. And we almost got in a fight. Then I just started hanging with people like that, man.
You got to. You gotta put your distance. It's the same thing with a lot of these women. I remember my mom always told me, she said, your dad ain't got to fight nobody over me because I'll make sure that they don't feel like they can overstep that boundary.
Exactly.
And I was like, that's the coolest thing in the world. Because a lot of times you'll have a woman go up to a nigga face, all in his face, fuck you, nigga. My man will whoop your ass. And you think, oh, Lord. This
she done put your ass on the line.
Go over here and talk some sense into this nigga.
Oh,
man,
no.
You get up on and walk around that circle talking about some man, let you look like we about to fight, but I don't want no beef with you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
You gotta a lady's gonna make sure you don't have to argue with a nigga. She gonna make sure you ain't gotta say nothing.
Exactly.
She ain't gonna put you in a position to have to punch your homeboy in the face because he over there grabbing her titties, but they joking.
Wow.
Who does that? That's like so.
Right, why they do that?
That's so disrespectful. Like, I wouldn't even want my man look like coming to have to get some straightening with another nigga. What the
hell? I had a chick, she was my girlfriend. She sat up there and didn't know my homeboy from Adam. I had just introduced her to my homeboy. She done all of a sudden got mad at me at the fight party, then went outside with him to tell him, and he, of course, because you got some lame-ass niggas on your team, he up there talking about some, what's wrong with you? You look sad. You better never ask my girl why she looks sad.
She looks sad.
What's wrong with niggas?
Hold up.
Well, why the hell did I hear
the door? Fuck the question. Where's she at? Outside. Oh, my God.
Well, he was trying her.
She was trying her. So she fell into that shit on her own. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Exactly.
She fell straight on her face.
Because whatever was happening between you and her should have just stayed between you and her. She should have cussed your ass out later or whatever the situation was.
Exactly.
But she shouldn't have been over there talking to him, talking about woe is me. That shit is not cool at all, period.
Yeah, I had another girl swore him down. She loved me. She done stood up in the corner talking to this a nigga I don't know for an hour and a half, just her and that nigga, and then want to tell me he was asking her about me. Well, how come I never got introduced to this nigga?
Oh, no.
Oh, he was talking so about hungry. You the whole time. No, the fuck he wasn't. So that's when
he's putting salt in your chain.
Yes, and so but what I'm saying, you got people out there, and another that's one of the things that make a man happy. A man is happy when he feel like he ain't got to do nothing. There's a lot of men who raising kids that ain't theirs, but they happy because their wife that make them think she never stepped out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I heard a man say, I'd rather think my woman is the best thing in the world and she's a hoe than to think my woman is a hoe and she ain't never done nothing.
I know that's right.
Because what makes it, when y'all lay down at night, what makes it hard to sleep? Uncertainty. Things you're uncertain about make it hard to fucking sleep. You ever been like, man, I'm scared to go to work tomorrow because I think they're going to fire me? I have been there. I have
so
been there.
You calling sick. Calling sick.
Every time you be so nervous when you logging in your computer, you fuck around, put in the wrong password, but when it say, invalid, you think, damn, they done fired. and you so scared, you won't go tell them, I haven't gotten an email all day, I think the email down. Because as soon as you go ask that, they're going to be like, why don't you sit down? So you just stay in your bed.
You are so sick.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
that's what it's like. Man. You can't sleep when there's uncertainty. And men have a real hard. Women, y'all do crisis management way better than we do. Y'all do. Y'all sit up there and it's 4:39 in the morning and the child be coughing just 1 2-minute time. Thomas, you hear that? Thomas coughs at times. And I'm thinking, we got to go to work at about 7 o'clock. And they done told me they're going to fire me if I'm late. You better lay your ass down. Y'all will get up. Take that child to Emory Emergency Room just so they can give you some motherfucking Tylenol and you get home just enough time to drop off at daycare and still go to work and be concerned the whole day and work. Men do all that shit. That's why we be like, if the child's still breathing, they'll be all right. Notice that your man ain't never as concerned about your child as you are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a mother's love. So, you expect it, because if my daughter in there coughing too many times, I'm getting my ass up.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all can do more crisis management than we can. We can call y'all and be like, baby, they didn't fire me. They about to cut my fucking lights off and shit. They about to kick me out of the house. Y'all stop us in our tracks. Hold on, baby. And I've been saving up some money, so I'll get that for 3 months. I'm like, bitch, I make twice as much as you. How you got money saved?
All them times you thought I was going to get my hair done, I was putting that money in the bank.
Exactly.
Yes, a woman got your black ass covered. Because y'all call us and be like, damn it, I think they about to kick us out. We be like, so what you going to do?
No, that's the response.
Or what happened? How long we got?
You know what? That's true because I remember one time. Oh, hello. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Nicole. So I like hearing you talk.
I remember one time when my ex, I told him that the rent was due on a certain day. Now I had already paid the rent. I just wanted to see.
There you go again.
The rent was already paid. I just wanted to see if he was gonna come up with his part of it. I had already had it covered, but because that's just what we do. We make sure that the shit is taken care of, so that we don't have to worry. I gave him hell about not having his part, but the shit was already covered. So,
that's that test. See? Testing. Testing is not, and that's not sabotaging. I asked a question. I'm sorry, Nicole. I asked a question similar like that to
that is
Renita
sabotaging.
The other night. No, it's not.
I'm telling
testing
you, it is. Let me tell you, if you test that water, here's again what I said. If you test that water and he fails, if your ass don't leave, you just drew that line that got crossed, and now you got to draw another.
That's why his ass is out of here.
So did you leave his... Wait a minute. Wait. Hold the time out, player. Did you leave when he failed that test?
Yes.
No, you didn't leave him when he failed that test.
Yeah, I did. We did. We broke up then. We were done.
No. I know you broke up, but I'm saying, did you break up as soon as he didn't have his hat?
Well, probably like a week later.
Thank you. You didn't break up because of that. You broke up because the nigga was cheating. You didn't break up because he didn't have any money.
I didn't break up because he was cheating. That had nothing to do. That had nothing to do with it. But because
so you didn't mind
cheating? No, it's not. I'm not saying that I didn't mind him cheating. That's not what I'm saying.
Told yourself so he was cheating. Aha. See how I get information out of
people? No. Don't even try it. No. We had already been through this whole money situation before. So therefore, I knew that eventually that it wasn't going to work, and that was the last time. That was pretty much the last straw for me.
Well, I don't like coming up with money, except for unless it's for something I need to do.
You got to pay to stay.
Exactly. What you mean you don't?
You got to pay to stay. If I can come up with mine, why you can't come up with yours?
I live in your house. Everything in your name.
But if we agree to do this together, if you come into the agreement that we're doing this together, then it shouldn't be about what's in whose name. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Everybody watch TV. Everybody flip the switch.
Hell yeah. You still taking a shower?
More than me. I should pay the bills. That doesn't make sense.
I just like
saying right.
If that's the case, I'll file you on my income tax so I can get that extra money.
Yeah, it's hard out here for a nigga.
It's hard out
here
for women.
I was about to say, same as women.
You know who else is hard? Wait. You know who else is hard out here for?
A pimp.
There you go.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Okay, let me shut up.
You know he liked to tell his joke and get his 30 seconds.
Oh, did I take it? Did I take his joke?
Yes,
you know what? I like when somebody can finish my joke because it lets me know I'm not the only cornball in the room.
Oh, damn.
Well, we can finish them. I mean, but I just let you keep going. I mean, I like to hear this. Yeah.
They hit and miss. They hit and miss.
But I had a question because it sounded like Edward was saying a situation, and or if it was Keith, I'm not sure, or if it was Jeremiah.
It was me. You're right.
Oh, okay. What were you asking? Because I was curious.
No, Nicole said she left her boyfriend for money problems, and I was like, what if he? See, that's the support, you know, that black men
mm-hmm.
may need sometimes. He might have had a record
right.
where he couldn't get a job right now. He was in between
right.
jobs. I mean.
Okay, but if
you're
in between jobs for a couple years, I mean, damn, come on now. Now, you know, to me, that's just, I don't know what to say about that. You know, I mean, I could only do so much. I could give you that support, but if you ain't motivated to get out there and really get it on your own, what you want me to do? Just keep on taking care of me, you, the kids,
yeah,
and everything? No, I can't do that.
You
I can't do that.
Every day taking interviews and putting applications in. Every day.
Okay, but if you gone all day and at the end of the day I say, well, honey, you know, well, what did you do? And you tell me you've been over here bullshitting at this person's house and that person's house and oh, you was over here and over there. And I'm saying, well, what about a job? I mean, come work with me now. I mean, shit, what I'm supposed to do? That's only so much of that.
Was he working when you met
him? It's only so much of that unproductive stuff that you can't take.
Yeah, I think support only goes so far. It's a difference
right.
in support and being a duck for somebody. Nah, I ain't for to be nobody duck. Now, supporting is different. So you I think to we be have in an upcoming show about that.
Yeah, because you ain't going to be on the couch in the same position when I left at 7:30 this morning with the kids behind me as you is when I come home at 6:30 in the afternoon with the damn kids still behind me and you sitting in the same position I left your ass in. No,
okay,
that's
well,
only going to
go
okay, for a
well,
couple.
Wait,
only
going to
go a while.
Well, wait, what if he switched positions?
You better.
You come back, this nigga laying on his stomach. I told you.
All right, I done bleached the Xbox, and I done bleached some PlayStations for that bullshit. Keep on sitting there, thumbing all day. Uh-huh. Get some straight
See,
up.
See, why y'all that hard because a man ain't doing what y'all want?
No,
why,
because
why
I've communicated the issue. I've communicated the issue, and you have not moved forward into trying to work on resolving the issue. Now
tell
I have
him
a
to
problem.
Leave. What if a man tell you, I want you to cook, and you don't cook, so his ass go bleach your clothes? Uh-huh. That don't make sense. He got the right to leave. See, that's where y'all women are messing up. You have women take stuff too personally. And I love how y'all will always look at what another woman do and say, that's crazy, I'd never do that, and end up doing the same bullshit.
That wasn't personal. if we have sat down and months after, okay, you lose your job, they laid you off, that's nobody's problem. That's a company issue. Month after month after month after month, and I roll by. I support you. I smile. We giggle. Have a great time. Life goes on. We sit down and have a conversation about what we both need to do in order to keep this moving forward. You agree or not agree, but we come to a mutual understanding. You have yet to lift one finger to move in that direction, then we have got a problem. Now, I've done all I can. We've communicated. We've spoke and made a mutual agreement. I've held up my end of the bargain, and you've done nothing. That's 3-on-1. No.
I understand. Well, right, both guys, hold on, guys. Thank you guys for joining us. This was Your World, My Views. I enjoyed having you, but it is time for us to go. The hour flew by fast. Yeah, it's gone. Yeah, but we will see you guys on Monday. Make sure, again, on Monday you come out to Vino Libro. We're going to change the name to Vino Negro.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.